Blog Talk Radio.
Come here, Chris. Come here. Come here. Stay. Stay.
Hey, mate! We put this thing together!
Rich. You are now tuned in to GQ Pilots Radio. Love and love the same with your host, Rich Munch,
If they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Follow me, yeah. Follow me. Peace.
GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment with Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net. Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it, do it.
I like to welcome all my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace. GQ Palace Radio.
The real question. How? What do you do? Yeah. When?
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back. When they hollering about room, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I send it up to the greatest and tell them I'm nice too. Plus push some nice grooves and ink roll like dudes, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields, yeah. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Y'all don't want that. I send them to the morgue, I keep it my bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it all. Can't help that. I'm that that puts it down once I hit that to them up in the mind. Axing them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes when these F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face?
GQ Power
Radio. Come back. Hey, come on. We gon' clap back.
Friday night, it's been my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, and GQ Palace Radio.
Stuff somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem.
gun in your face when you got one in your waist. Just cop back, air out your face.
Clap back, back, don't 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 clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back,
taking the one like Bush is dumb. I'ma find out where M lies, it's hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse, I could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves, gun hot to burn it. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras. The
preacher's daughter screaming out.
That nigga struck the chord with the Christians. But y'all got the freakiest that are all the religions. And God gave me this blessing to handle my business. On these white snitches, let the need of a kiss. And if she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress. And clap that boy like Birdman and Cliff. My dick, like I'm the star of the shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with the gun in your face?
When you got one in your face,
cop back, you lay out your face.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love & Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butterbay, Butterbay,
Butterbay.
GQ Palace Radio, Radio, GQ Palace Radio.
Buck 89, what's up, baby? Break it down, break it down. In the muck, in the house.
GQ Palace Radio, Radio, GQ Palace Radio.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, son, what up?
What's good, y'all? I feel so good to be back. I know I've been gone for a minute, but we back in time. Before I even get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, to fill y'all in what's going on, I know I've been going for a minute to take care of some heavy business. You know how we usually do in GQ Palace. But tonight, we got a banger for y'all. We got Money Platinum Record Artists in the building. We got my man Young West. We got Diamond Slim. And we got my man Mr. Chenier in the building. And we're going to find out what's going on with them with Universal Money Platinum Records and hear some of their smashing singles that they got out that's hitting the nation hard. When I say hard, I mean hard. Money Platinum, Universal Records, they doing big things for sure. Then, after we finish with Money Platinum Records, we're going to go from 7:30 to 8 with comedian Ray Ray from around the way. He's doing big things as well. Rob Stapleton, Kenny Wu, and all of them. He's doing big things. We're going to have him in the building. And then from 8 to 9, we have our special guest appearance, Men at Large. My man Gemini will be in the building. But we're going to stop with all the talking, and we're going to get right into it. First, I want to bring the artist on. First, I'm going to bring on my man, Young West. Young West, you there?
Yeah, what's happening with it? What's happening with it? Young West
all
in the
right,
building.
All right, all right. You got Young West in the building. You got my man Young West in the building. Diamond Slim. Diamond Slim. You there?
Yeah, what's up with it? Diamond Slim in the building.
All right, all right. It's going down, hard party. And we have my man Schneer in the building. Schneer, you there?
What's up to all my grown and sexy people? This is Ambassador Ron Lewis. Schneer up in the building.
All right, all right, all right. And we're supposed to have CEO calling in as well. All my people that's on the line, my line is flooded. You know, these artists, they're doing big things, Universal Money Platinum Records. If you have anything you want to ask them as well as with the tracks play and all that, feel free to do that as well. You can press 1 since you're already on the line or go on the air live, or you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you're on your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. Alright, fellas, I just want to inform y'all, it's definitely an honor having y'all on. You know, I know each one of y'all is doing big things as well, you know. I figure my man CEO, he'll be calling in. CEO, if you're already on the line, you have to press 1 to go on the air. If you're already on the line, You have to press 1 to go on the air. The lines are flooded, so I can't see, you know, and I don't know your number, which one it is. All right? But I want to start with each one of y'all, Young West, Diamond Slim, and Victor Chanel. This question is for y'all individually. How long did it take for y'all to get in the music industry? How old was you when you first started? Young West, I'm going to let you go first.
See, Young West, I was 14 when I started writing my music and stuff, you know what I mean? But God's blessed me with the musical talent to write these lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So I've been doing this since I was 16, writing these lyrics. You know, I started out with poetry or whatnot, but God blessed me with the lyrical format 2 years later. So I've been killing it ever since, you know what I mean?
So what actually made you stop from doing poetry to actually go into MCing?
Well, actually, it was a person that came in my life that introduced music to me as far as the rapping and lyrical format of it. You know what I mean? Shouts out to my boy, man, out there in California, man. My boy, Ron, man. He gave me the lyrical format. Basically said, you can write your poetry, but put it more to a lyrical format and just murder the game because you already murdering them with your poetry. So I was like, shit, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I thought formulating my thoughts from there, you feel me? And here I am now, you feel me? It didn't happen overnight, but I thank God for the blessing, though.
I feel you. Diamond Slim, same question.
Oh, me? Man, I've been in the game ever since Katrina, actually. Ever since Katrina hit. I'm originally from New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, Louisiana. I moved to Texas, and I just always had a thing for battle rapping or whatever, and I just, you know, I got my name, Diamond Slim, from, you know, just battle rapping people in the street. And that's how I started. That's how I started with me. You know how I got introduced to this label was when I was 21. I'm 25 now. You know, and I just hey man, I just been in the game, man. I've been in the game now 5 years strong. You know, but I started music really strong after I left New Orleans and I came to Texas. The Texas embraced me and showed me a lot of love. You know, so that was my thing, to give them love back by doing this music, because they kept asking me for it. It was like, Diamond Slim, is you going to do the music? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how Diamond Slim came about.
Okay. Now, Mr. Chanel, you were an R&B, ambassador of R&B.
Yes, sir.
When did you first started singing?
I pretty much started, just like most singers, back when I was younger, about 4 or 5 years old. I've been doing music my entire life. Professionally, I've been doing it since about 2003, where I wrote my actual first song that was recorded professionally. And from that point going forward, I've just been singing, performing, songwriting, collabing artists. Regarding Money Platinum Records, a friend of mine turned my music on to another friend who actually loved what I did and introduced me to the label. So, you know, after doing it for so long, it seemed like finally my prayers have been answered. You know, so I've been doing it for over 10 years, and with Money Platinum, I pretty much just recently got on with the label, and I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, who would y'all say is some of y'all biggest influences? We'll start with Diamond Slim on that one.
Diamond Slim, my biggest, I would have to say, like everybody, I'd say Tupac and Biggie. You know, and being from the southern region, you know, I got to give it to Master P. He paved the way, you know. So, you know, them people I look up to in the industry.
Mm. Okay, Mr. Chanel?
My biggest influence is, if I was to tell you all of them, we'd be here for about at least 2 hours, but I'm going to minimize it. My biggest influence would definitely be Michael Jackson, because for one, he's a performer, and I love to perform, so I definitely are influenced behind him, as well as a lot of the big songwriters such as Babyface, definitely R. Kelly. I'm a big R. Kelly fan. Smokey Robinson, anybody during the Motown era, definitely influenced me, because they brought that real R&B, the R&B music that people can listen to that are classic. So I would definitely have to, if I was to limit it, it would actually be them.
Okay, Young West.
Yeah, Young West, man. You know, my favorite artist growing up listening to was, of course, Tupac, just for the simple fact that he came from the same struggle I come from. You feel me? I'm from Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, California, you know what I'm saying? But I rep my people. So that's why I can relate to Tupac and everything and every aspect of the lyrical content that he was spitting. I can relate with that. So I had to say Pop. Now, for the East Coast, my favorite artist is Biggie. Of course, just for his lyrical format, the way he played with his words. The wordplay was just sick with it, you know what I'm saying? And also The Lock. Can never leave out The Lock. You know what I mean? For me, they legends, you know what I'm saying? So, salute to them, you know what I mean? East Coast salute, you know what I mean? West Coast, it's all love.
Now, if y'all could perform with anybody that's out right now in the music industry, who would it be and why? We're going to start with Mr. Chanel.
if you were to put me on stage with somebody right now, I would definitely love to perform with R. Kelly, Charlie Wilson, do a couple songs with Beyonce, and if Michael Jackson was still alive, definitely on stage with Michael Jackson. Hello?
I'm still here, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, either one of y'all could go out. That's just Young West. You could go Diamond Slim. You know, just win it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, me.
You know what I mean?
Me
don't
first,
wait for me. Don't wait for me to say this one or that one. You know, we in this together, so we winning. You know?
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Well, me personally, man, like right now in the music industry, right now, there's somebody I would love to perform with, man, that I look up to. Man, it gotta be Lil Wayne right now. You know, I love to start with Lil Wayne.
Wow.
You know?
Okay, okay.
Wow. I love to start with Lil Wayne.
As far as Young West, man, like me, I would personally love to do a song and do a performance with, of course, Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Because he's hot, bro. You feel me? He got
no doubt, no doubt.
You know what I mean? And he keeps it real 100%. And not only that, he got that stage performance, you feel me? So I know that if we do a show together, it's going to be fire, man. You know what I'm saying? With his energy and my energy at the same time, I'm telling you,
uh-huh.
You're going to tear down the building. But, yeah, that'll
be a
good performance with.
Oh, and hold on. I got one more. And also, any Money Platinum recording artist, we definitely got to rock the stage together. So I'm going to put that out there right now.
Oh, that's real. You know, we family. You already know. We family.
Yeah. Yeah. Off top, yeah.
But yeah, right now, in the present, my team, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. So, now, stop on the line. We have somebody on the line. Hello. Welcome to GQ College Love and Entertainment. You on the air? Caller, you're on the air. Chanel, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go. I have names, but I just choose not to say them.
Yeah,
I have names. I just choose, you know, the caller say the name.
Oh, okay.
But, you
okay.
Know, we got Chanel in the building right now. Chanel, we have Young West, we have Diamond Slim, we have Mr. Chanel.
What's good?
My line is flooded. Like I said before, CEO, if you want a line, press 1 so we can get you on the air as well. But Chanel, I want to ask you, how did you come across these artists?
Well, first thing I can say concerning the artist is that I was blessed by God himself to be pulled into this whole situation with MPRE and Groove Universal through by Mr. Anthony Quinn, the founder, owner, CEO, every kind of great name that I can call him. He's the second one that's responsible for that. And he introduced me to their music. I fell in love with their music. All of their music is exceptionally fine. And I'm definitely looking forward to being out here with them in doing some great things with all the artists.
Okay. Now, Young West, Diamond Slim.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting y'all on the spot right now. What's the best thing and what's the worst thing about being with a lady?
What's the worst thing? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, what's the best thing about being with... Now, see, I've been in the music industry over 20 years. You know, I've dealt with everything. I was on their label and Rob Swinger and Chubb Rock and all of them. So I know it's a good point and it's a bad point. You know what I mean? So what's the good point and what's the bad point about being with a record label?
Young West will pop that off.
Let's call it Young West.
For me, there's no bad point. But to everybody else, the bad point may be waiting. It's a waiting game, you know what I mean? But in life, you learn patience. If you don't learn that and you're trying to get in this industry, you ain't going to go far. So to me, it's not really a bad thing. But to everybody else, it might be the waiting part. You feel me? But I was taught that patience is a virtue, so good thing comes to those who wait. So I learned how to wait.
Real talk. Real talk. Check this out. Me personally, is when I met Anthony Quinn and he decided to give me a deal off a mixtape. You know, that was the best moment of my life. You know, I was doing music. I wanted to sign with a label, but I wasn't sure. You know what I'm saying? And the love he showed me, and how he embraced my music. You know, to let me know, hey, MPRE is family. So, you know, I stepped on the ship. But other than that, we've been good. We've been MPRA, we've been rolling. So I'm good. I don't got a bad point. So I always take my time. It's my time. You know, that's why my song is It's My Time. You know, represent MPRE and Diamond Slim, the movement. You know, it is what it is. You know, that's why I say Freeman, it's my time. It's my time, you know, because it's MPRE. It's our time. It's our time to shine. So ain't no bad moment. Everything is good. It's greatness. You know, God been blessing me and my team this year, so I am real appreciative of that. I'm good.
All right. Well, I think we have CEO on the line now. Let me see. CEO, that's you on the line?
Yeah, what's happening, man? It's your boy, CEO.
Oh, there you go. He finally joined. All right. CEO, I want to get you as well. First, I'm gonna get into Young West song first. Two Soldiers. Young West, tell us about that one.
Well, as far as my first single, California, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I'm from California. You know, I got love for everybody, though. You feel me? I embrace everybody because we all come from the struggle. But as far as my first single, I feel like California would probably be the best single for the simple fact that I'm repping where I'm from, and I'm letting you guys know exactly the lyrical format I'm coming with. You feel me? So if you guys ain't ready, y'all better get ready for that California track.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into California. We're going to get into that one, but, you know, we're going to get into Two Soldiers first. We're going to get into California. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to let them know about Two Soldiers because that's the one we're going to play right now. We definitely going to get into California.
Okay, so as far as Two Soldiers, man, that's basically for the ladies out there that's looking for a Two Soldier. You feel me? Like, I come from the projects, man. I come from the bottom. I come from the slums. Like, when I say I come from the bottom, I really do come from the bottom, you feel me? So those who come from the bottom can relate. But as a man, you should never let the circumstances of your situation dictate what you do as a man, you feel me? So if you can rise above the ignorance, never lose touch of your character, you feel me? You should be good. So as far as the ladies, I know that's what they're looking for. They're looking for somebody to motivate them, give them some inspiration. Not always wanting, you know what I mean? Not always wanting to look at you, you feel me? So my mentality is, if you're looking for a Two Soldier, you're going to find it. And basically,
yes,
if you don't know
sir.
What you listen to this track. Listen to this track, and it's going to tell you what you're looking for. Once you find it, you'll know.
Right.
So guarantee you that thing right there for the ladies. And it's also for the men out there, too, because I know it's a lot of men out there that's kind of struggling with their character. Look yourself in the mirror, man. Look yourself in the eye. Ask yourself, who are you? You feel me? Find yourself, man. Once you find yourself, you'll find that good woman. Trust me. So that's basically for the men and the women. You feel me? But basically, mainly for the women, though.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that right now. All right. Matter of fact, you introduce it.
All right. Yeah, man. Coming out of West Coast, man. Straight up. The number one single coming out. You feel me? Ain't even dropped yet, but it's released August 8th. Make sure y'all go cop that. You know what I mean? True soldier. For the ladies out there, just keep your ears tuned in to what I'm saying and understand that it's for you guys. And for the men out there, find yourself and then you relate to this song too. True soldier. Let's drop that track.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
For the ladies out there, looking for a true soldier.
I know what you need.
Follow me, mommy.
GQ Palace Radio.
I give you what you need. Yeah. Now you know I'm not good with this lovey-dovey mess, but I feel that you have been sent, so you deserve the chance to be treated like the queen that you are. Magnificent, come with me, here's the key to my heart, you deserve the best. I was taught as a youngster, never settle for less. As a youngster, see my pops beat my mom with his fist. Moms told me to always give women respect, and I bet she met, especially you. You're my air that I breathe, you're my dream come true. You're my thought that's conceived when I'm writing my tunes. You're my joy, you're my peace, I thought you knew. My feelings that I hid, they just grew and grew. Now it's time to be a man, I'ma show you how I feel inside. Expose all the things that I've tried to hide. If you give me a chance, I'ma show you true romance. All you gotta do is just give me your hand. Baby, come and ride with me. Let me show you how a man's supposed to be. Therefore, you flood you with them finer things. I'll be your shoulder. See, I know what you need. A true soldier. Baby, come and ride with me. Let me show you how a man's supposed to be. Therefore, you flood you with them finer things. I'll be your shoulder. I know what you need, a true soldier. Look at you, looking like a model from a centerfold. I post from a distance, watch you count your man's dough. You so beautiful, plus blessed with the intellect. Don't stress with the question, it's just flex with the sex and men. Can I learn your pet peeves, things that tick you off, so I can always make you smile? Girl, never piss you off. I would treat you like you really are a part of me, cause when I was running these streets, you always kept my mind at ease. And I appreciate all of the little things, especially when you bow your head and say a prayer for me. You're like a beauty queen, my Nubian princess, and you never stress me, you always give me distance. That's why I'm gonna give you everything you missing. I know what you need, lots of love and attention. Romance, one who listens to the things you mention. Yeah, we follow our dreams, ma. Baby, come and ride with me. Let me show you how a man's supposed to be. Therefore, you flood you with them finer things. I'll be your shoulder. See, I know what you need. A true soldier. Baby, come and ride with me. Let me show you how a man's supposed to be. Therefore, you flood you with them finer things. I'll be your shoulder. See, I know what you need. A true soldier. It ain't always peaches and cream. We may bicker and fight. We making up by the night. You know I got a show, but you beg me to stay. Try to give you a kiss, but you push me away. Then you get on the phone, start texting away, telling me how much you need me and want me to stay. I'm on the road grinding, getting my cake. I send you roses on occasion, smile on your face. You see, I mean you so beautiful. Got me high off your love like a pharmaceutical. I see it's mutual, I will bless you mentally first, then your physical. Go ahead, mommy, let it go. We can take flight, enjoy the moonlight, or we can watch the sunrise in each other's eyes. I'm that guy you heard who would ease your mind. All I really need is a queen by my side. Baby, come and ride with me. Let me show you how a man's supposed to be. Therefore, you flood you with them finer things. I'll be your shoulder. See, I know what you need. A true soldier. Baby, come and ride with me. Let me show you how a man's supposed to be. Therefore, you flood you with them finer things. I'll be your shoulder. See, I know what you need. A true soldier.
I'm feeling that. Now, CEO is okay. Just joining us right now, man. But what's going on is, let me get to you. Let me ask you some of the questions real fast that I asked Young West, Diamond Slim, and Mr. Chanel. All right? Now, how old was you when you first started MCing?
Man, you talking to me, CEO, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. I've always been in love with music, you know what I'm saying? Since a little jit. But I always thought I was gonna be able to sing, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying, it never happened, you know what I mean? So really honestly, I really jumped in music probably like 2 years ago, rocking with another artist I have on our own venture, but you know how things didn't work out, so we spread it our own way, and I went ahead and did my thing, he went ahead and did his.
Now, who would you say is some of your biggest influences as you coming around?
The biggest thing, you know what I'm saying, everything that pretty much happened with MPRE, like I said, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? Making moves for me, making plays for me, you know what I'm saying? Some of the big events I had, you know what I'm saying? I rock on my other artists. I really jumped on myself, you know what I'm saying? Probably like March time frame. Ever since March, I just been grinding and going hard. So really, you know what I'm saying? Everything that big that happened, it was, you know what I'm saying, rocking with my old artists, you know what I'm saying? From North Carolina all the way to GA, performing at Harlem Nights, all the way up to Durham, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, if you could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
You know what I'm saying? I have to give it to Rich, homie, you know what I'm saying? Because that's probably the only person I can relate to, you know what I mean? From watching my mom come up from being on drugs all the way to she was about 30 years old, you know what I mean? Having me at 15 and the struggle, just telling my mom, I got to get you out of the hood. I got to get you out, you know what I mean? So I did everything I could, from playing basketball, joining the military, hitting Iraq, come back, now it's music, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Now, Mr. Chanel, I see you had 5 nominees at the Carolina Music Awards, won Male R&B Artist of the Year at the 2000 Bold City Music Awards. Tell us about that.
Those are definitely great accolades there. With the Carolina Music Awards, pretty much to pay homage and to show, give an opportunity for North Carolinians and South Carolinians an opportunity to represent themselves, just like the Grammys and the BET Awards and things of that nature. I'm 5-time nominee. I'm also up for nine for Male R&B Artist of the Year this year as well, and that ceremony is taking place August 2nd. Hopefully I win it this year. And regarding the Bold City Music Awards, this is the second year they're going to have it, which is actually July 27th. I won last year, you know, I'll be honest, and I'm up for it this year as well as Video of the Year. So it's definitely a great honor to, you know, be recognized, you know, by my peers, my fans, my family, you know, on this musical journey that I've been doing for so long. So, yeah, I'm excited about these 2 award shows. I'm getting my suits and everything ready, get all my shows put together because we're going to definitely have some fun this year.
Okay. Now, Young West, Diamond Splint, and CEO, I want to ask y'all this question individually. Do y'all consider yourself an MC or a rapper? Young West.
All right, Young West, I definitely don't consider myself no rapper. I mean, no disrespect to those who do rap, but as far as me, I consider myself an MC. You feel me? For the simple fact that when I write from my heart. I don't write from my mind. You feel me? Like, I spit it for my people. I don't spit it for money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to offend nobody, but if you get offended, that means you need to check the character. You feel me? So I consider myself an MC for my people. You feel me? Minister Christ for my people, because that's what we need.
Okay. Diamond Slim?
Yeah,
what's up?
What you consider yourself, an MC or a rapper?
An MC?
Okay.
I mean, I consider myself an MC because I can adapt to any situation, you know, and you can't put me in no box. So I'm not the type of, you know, artist that you can put in the box and say you rap this type of way. You know, I rap and touch every person in the world on every type of music you listen to. Whatever genre of music you listen to, you can feel Diamond Slim at the end of my music. Real talk, you know. My movement is truth music, you know. But, yeah, that's why I said I consider myself an MC.
Okay, CEO?
I consider myself an MC. There's all the strength, you know what I mean? I rap about how I feel, what I've been through, what I know, what I have done, you know what I'm saying? You'll never hear me out there claiming I'm a gangster, that I'm riding around in this, I'm walking around with 30, 40, 50,000, you know what I'm saying? I rap about, you know what I'm saying, what I've been through and what I'm trying to get and what I'm trying to get to, you know what I'm saying? So I consider myself an MC just off everything I talk about, rap about, you know what I'm saying? It's all, you know what I'm saying, it's all what's in real life.
Okay. Now, I have some tracks from each and every one of y'all. So right now, what I want to get into, I want to get into CEO's track, Crazy. Tell us about that one.
Man, going crazy pretty much, man. It was, you know what I'm saying, just venting, you know what I mean? Because like I said, like the military, you know what I'm saying? Then even the military, like watching my mom come up and all the crazy stuff happened to her, and then going into the military, going back and forth to Iraq, you know what I mean? Pretty much. I was pretty much mind shot, you know what I'm saying? Just like I need to vent. I just need to get it all out, you know what I'm saying? From homies switching, you know what I'm saying, to what's going on now, you know what I mean? Like, from like I said, PTSD, you know what I'm saying, TBI, all that junk, you know what I'm saying? It all piled up in one, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to get out, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I was going to go, you know what I'm saying? I was going to go crazy. So that's how that came about, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it's my single, you know what I mean? The release date, you know what I'm saying, to be announced, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's it.
All right. You introduce it.
Man, it's your boy, CEO. My new single, Going Crazy. Shout out to MPRE. Look for it's coming soon.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment, with your host, Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money.
Somebody
roll
something up, man.
I'm going crazy, 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 crazy. I'm acting foolish, 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 foolish. I'm about to lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. I need a
Power.
I'm going dumb, I get retarded, act the fool, don't get me started. I used to bang them hammers too, now let my shooters do it for me. Mental health, they got me strapped, I'm taking meds that make me step. Ain't sitting around and killing time, I'm on my grind and army time. Pushing, tripping, lean, I'm sipping, high and grooving like a hippie. Why you tripping, yelling, fussing now, man, you got me cussing. Acting crazy, riding around, I smoke a pound and calm me down. Probation, all my haters, bill collect, I'm going crazy. They let me out, they wish they wouldn't, I'm on that gas. Smell me coming, trapping, rapping, getting money, laughing at you cause you're funny. Baby mama causing drama, what's the problem, can I stop it? Acting silly, all against me, trying to keep my kids from sinking. TBI, this PTSD, got me jumping when I'm sipping. Brandon Lord, he's saving, keep it. If it on another movie, juicy, they say I'm tripping, ripping, beat up how I'm feeling. Shit is crazy, I'm going to kill it, it's a murder, how I'm living.
I'm going crazy, 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 crazy. I'm acting foolish, 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 foolish. I'm about to lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. I need it, cool it, cool it, cool it, cool it.
GQ Power, Power, Radio, Radio, GQ Power.
I don't give a, how you feel about me? No, I don't give a, I'ma always be me. Left, I don't give a, this my personality. No, I don't give a, no, I don't give a.
Say it, say it, Bob Marley, turning up just like the Harley. Super fresh, listen.
Mr. Ring, ball head, Mr. Clean. All my sins, true religion, catching money, never missing. Heard the stones you just drop. Who you did, nobody listen. If I say I'm gonna do it, you know I mean it from the start. And what scissor has I come and see you chop your ass apart. Talking all that bullshit, your breath is smell just like the fart. I can see the in your man, I hate to pull your car. This the way I live, you know how I'm living. I'm just dealing, hanging with my bro, my thank you and easy, keep the smoking on the east, it's smoking, choking. High and low, they say you're sick. When you see me, it's the reach. Killers coming, keep the creep. I'm going ham, I need some treatment. Catastrophe, my doctor's sick. Take a pull and start to breathing. What's the reason why you're changing? Hey, cause my suggestion's changing. L.I.E. is what I'm faking. Say 100, ain't no changing. Man, I need a treat, I'm going crazy.
Crazy.
No,
I'm here, Rich Money.
Oh, okay, there you go.
One thing I got to say, all of y'all are really doing y'all thing out here tonight, so that's a great thing.
That's just so appreciated. Yeah.
You got some very talented artists on your hands. Very, very talented. So what is the next step for them,
Chetwell? Main thing right now is to have them out here performing, get their music out here and get it into distribution so it can go global, worldwide. MPRE, In Grooves Universal, is not just your average record label. It holds many titles from professional models to television, to just about everything that you can almost think of in the entertainment field. So we're real proud of all of these artists.
Yeah, because you got a lot of talent on your hands. Now I want to get Mr. Chenier, because I want to get into one of his joints. I was trying to get that the knife and
the remix.
I don't seem to have it. Yeah, I don't have it. The one I have is like an instrumental with ad-libs. And I do have one fantasy.
Okay. Well, it's good you have one fantasy, because there's a story behind that song. Like I told you, I started in 2003 as far as professional, taking it more seriously, and that was the actual first song that I actually wrote and recorded on a professional level. So that's like my baby there. So yeah, that's definitely a tearjerker for the growing section.
Okay, so now when you wrote this, I'm putting you on the spot. Was it a female in mind? Was it,
This is gonna be funny. Actually, I wrote this song because one night I was watching the Players Club, and that was Lisa Ray's biggest
biggest debut on the silver screen. So I'm watching the movie, and I had a tin pan on the floor. So I'm in my living room writing this song while I'm watching this movie. So I guess you could say I want to think about Lisa Wright. So if she's listening, I want to think about you.
Why not?
This is
that baby making song and all that. I ain't gonna lie. It's
something
that baby making joy. I'm
gonna
let you introduce it. Go ahead.
All right. What's up to all my going to sexy people? This is Ambassador R&B, Mr. Chanel, and I want to introduce you to my first song, my first love, called One Fantasy. Check it out.
Friday night, I spend my time between rich money, love, and entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. Fridays, I listen to Rich Money, CQ Palace Radio Station, Love and Pink. It's butter, it's butter, it's butter.
That was hot. That was hot.
Yeah, that's that love making joint right there, man.
Yeah.
He made me feel some type of way.
That's definitely that love making joint. So,
yeah, I like that.
Which one of y'all? Are y'all willing to do like collaborations, or are y'all only dealing with artists that's in the label?
Just
say your name when you speak. My audience knows exactly who
it is. This is Mr. Chenier. I'm willing to work with just about anybody. That's one of the beautiful parts about this thing called music is it's one thing to just do it your own, but when you're able to expand your talents with someone else and y'all both bring your best to the table, that's what makes classics.
It's magic.
Young West.
Yeah, Young West, man. I'm willing to collab with anybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm willing to work with anybody just as long as you take your craft seriously and you got your budget ready. I'm willing to work with anybody. All you got to do is hit up my MCRE management team, you know what I'm saying, and we can get to work.
Okay. Next.
Already. This is the kid, Diamond Slim, the truth. Man, you know, like you say, collaboration is the best. You know, I got a few collaborations with a lot of people down here in the South, though. You know, but what I got one for Young West, though, because, you know, he got that soldier mentality, you know what I'm saying? We got one coming soon, you know what I'm saying? You know, got to do one for NPR 18, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, we're going to work with just about anybody, you know, as long as you keep it real. You know, I only deal with people that like to keep it real. You keep it real, I'm going to keep it real with you. That's why my music is truth music, like I always say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, CEO. Hey, CEO here?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I mean, okay. I work with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I just love doing music. I work with anybody, you know what I mean? Like you said, that's the beauty about it, you know what I'm saying? You get to expand. Because there's so many different cultures out there. There's so many different styles. There's so many different lingos. So if you know what I'm saying, two different styles, two different lingos on a track, it sounds a whole lot better than the same thing over and over and over. You see what I'm saying? So I love to collab, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait. I do get a chance to collab with, you know what I'm saying, the R&B artists.
Now, let me ask y'all. Now, I know y'all definitely doing y'all thing and everything. Now, let's say y'all have an up-and-coming artist that come to y'all and want some advice on how to get to where y'all at. What advice could you give them? We're going to start with Young West.
The best advice I can give any up-and-coming young artist that's really taking their craft seriously is first, take your craft seriously. You know, it has to be a passion. It can't be a hobby. It has to be something that you're passionate about. You know, you have to use your craft as an escape. So if you're that type of person right there, all you got to do is just show your patience and pay your dues, put your work towards your craft, and then just put it out there. And sometimes people don't have the means to put it out there like that. But if you don't have the means, like,
put you
on to put somewhere like that,
yeah. I'm hearing a lot of movement in the background. I can't really hear you because I'm hearing a lot of movement in the background. Okay, go ahead, young boy.
Yeah, like I was saying, if the young artist that's coming up don't really have the funds to put it out there like that, all you got to do is network. You feel me? If you hot, if you nice, and if people see you taking your craft seriously, they're going to want to help you. I'm living proof. You feel me? So my whole main mentality is keep pushing. Keep pushing. It's all or nothing. That's it.
True.
Diamond Slim,
the truth. I'm back. Look, you know, the advice I can give an artist that's upcoming, you know, the same advice record label gave me down south. It was the CEO. I got to give him a big shout-out. Shout-out to Dino at Monetary Entertainment. You know, that was, you know, one of the first, you know, presidents, CEOs I ran into, you know, and, you know, he told me to always turn around there, you know, chase it. Don't never give up. You know, when this person tell you can't do it, you know, always go, always grind, attend every show. Even if you don't have the money, find the money, attend each show, even if you're not, you know, performing. Attend each event in your city, you know, be a part of everything. you know, and, you know, just network, you know, and just be the best artist you can be, you know. And that's what was told to me. You know, that's why I'm, am why I am today, you know.
All right, CEO?
I mean, the best advice I can give, you know what I mean, like you said, it can't be a hobby. It got to be a passion, you know what I'm saying? This got to be something that you go to sleep thinking about, wake up thinking about, go through the day thinking about. You know, it's no different than money, you know what I mean? You shouldn't pass, like I said, you shouldn't pass sleep past 7 o'clock. You ain't got no job, you know what I mean? This is a passion, you know what I'm saying? This, you know what I'm saying? Believe in your craft. And invest in yourself, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to invest in yourself like you invest in yourself, you know what I mean? And like you said, if you
that's
got
real.
Good music, if you got good music, you know what I mean? Somebody going to hear it. Somebody got to hear it. Show up at everything, any event, you know what I mean? Like I said, like MPRE, shout out to MPRE, Mr. Chill Will, Mr. Quinn, you know what I'm saying? They find me, you know what I'm saying? Say that's what they want to do. Like, you got to invest in yourself and put time in yourself. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
You're in trouble, man.
Right. So, Mr. Schneer?
My advice would be to...
You want an R&B chick, so you like...
Oh, no doubt. Well, my advice, first and foremost, would be to, especially if you are really serious about this business, is learn the business. Everybody want to be a singer. Everybody want to be a rapper. Everybody want to stand on stage and have millions of fans shout their name. And that's all well and good, but you have to learn the business because that doesn't happen overnight. If you're a singer and you want to be, do this thing full time, make sure you take your vocal lessons. Even Whitney Houston, as good as she sounded, God rest her soul, she actually also took vocal lessons. You know, get your instrument together. Learn the business. Learn how to talk to somebody. Learn how to present your material. Learn how to just be on stage. Learn your craft in its entirety. You're going to have a lot of no's. Like I told you, I've been doing this since 2003, and I'm just now getting some recognition. Shout out to NPRE, Money Platinum. Got to be humble, because not everybody's going to like your material, but just as much as you get a lot of people hating, you're going to have a lot of people praising your material as well. So be willing to accept criticism. I must admit, when I first started, if we were back in 2003 and you said something about my music, we've been having an argument. But I had to learn that not everybody's going to like what I do, but not everybody hates what I do. So definitely learn to be humble. Take the criticism. Don't use it as a negative. Use it as a positive. Motivate yourself to get back in the studio and do more. People say I work 24/7. I say I work 25/8 because I go above and beyond. Okay, go to these events. When there's opportunities to network at different functions, yeah, they may charge you to get in, but the information that you're going to be receiving surpasses that $10, $15 you got to pay to get into a conference. You know, make yourself known. And because if you want to be independent, the most important thing you got to do is be seen, which means you got to perform. So if anybody tells me, well, I want to sing, I want to rap, okay, you need to get on stage so people can see you. Network. Once again, learn the business. If you want to be a songwriter, okay, learn the point system, which means if you want to sell your song, learn how much percentage and royalties, things of that nature. Learn everything in its entirety, so therefore you are getting a return on your investment. So it's not, like I said, not just about getting on stage. It's about learning everything. Even if you were single, learn about your royalties for getting on stage. Learn about your royalties for your songs. But learn that aspect of it as well, because if you don't learn that, it is just going to be a hobby. I'm just going to get on stage and sing because I like to do this. It's a hobby. But if you want to make this your life, you want to make this your business, learn the business altogether. So that would be my advice.
Real time.
Okay, well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into Diamond Slim joint. I have motivation.
No.
Diamond Slim, tell us about Motivation.
That was a mixtape joint I did. You know, it's for the ladies, you know. It's just telling my ladies, stay motivated, you know. Keep going, you know. And it's just, like I said, it's off my mixtape, I Am Music. You know, that was one of the joints that got me my record deal,
you know, with MPRE, you know, with Motivation. Mm-hmm. That's a banger right there. That's hot.
Okay, I want you to introduce it. Really.
Well, this is Diamond Slim, mixtape track, Motivation, from the original song, Motivation, by Kelly Rowland and Lil Wayne. Good list, Diamond Slim, the truth. Hot.
Truth music, lega.
Sit back, baby. Let me talk to you. Yo, listen. Here we go.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Girl, I like you. Gon' throw it on me good and motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone, girl, I know your man gone. Motivation, 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 yeah. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good and motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone, girl, I know your man gone. Motivation, 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 yeah. Slip and slide, I don't wear no rubber. Beat that monkey up, then I wear my cup. I'm steady pounding, I'm pounding real good. I'm in your kitchen, can you feel it, what? Motivation, let me ease your mind. Put your back up, motivate your mind. Reaching for the ceiling, legs like me. Figure four, wrestling moves, gon' throw that. She throwing it back, gon' bite that. You a fool with it, how you do that? Gotta take a deep breath, cause I'm loving this. Gotta take a deep breath, cause I'm loving this. I'm aiming high, you know I feel like busting. I'm inside your walls, gon' bring it to me. You say you love the kid, you know I love you too. You say my name, ooh, Diamond Slim, you the truth. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good and motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone, girl, I know your man gon'. Motivation, 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 yeah. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good and motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone, girl, I know your man gon'. Motivation, motivation,
radio,
motivation,
radio,
motivation, yeah.
No more lies, I done seen it all. 24/7, the kid tryna ball. He say your rent due, so you ain't pay no bill. Landlord tripping, that's just what it is. In your cup, drinking hard, what you sipping on? She say she like that goose, grab a cup, I put you some. She say she like that goose, grab a cup, I put you some. Now Susie Sue, she don't wear no drawers. Kitty kitty wet, I can feel the flow.
Swimming.
Too much moving, baby girl, better slow it down. I see you like to dance, I'm screaming James Brown. Jump on top, gon' ride it slow. Like Aaliyah say, gon' rock the boat. R.I.P. baby girl, we be missing you. Motivation, keep your head up and keep it true. Steady reminiscing, by my brother missing. Brother serving 40 years for a pussy nigga. 40 years motivation, now pull a trigger. 40 years motivation, now pull a trigger.
Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good and motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone, girl, I know your man gon'. Motivation, 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 yeah. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good and motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone, girl, I know your man gon'. Motivation, 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 yeah.
Man,
y'all got something on y'all hands. Y'all definitely got something on y'all hands. Now, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, like everybody got quiet after that joint. Everybody in motivation mode. You see what's going on.
Everybody's thinking. We're strategizing.
Everybody got quiet after that joint. Like, oh, motivation. Now, see, because I wanted to have, I'm missing a track from Shamir, and I'm missing another one from Diamond Swim. But I need those sent to me ASAP. It's my time. And the night, give it to me. I definitely need everything to me ASAP. Now, let me ask y'all. Now, okay, of course you're going on tours and everything. You know what I mean? How do your families feel about that? That's for each one of y'all.
Well, yo, Wes, how does the family feel about it?
Yeah.
My family is very supportive of the movement, you know what I mean? Because they already know that I've been waiting for so long and it's going to pop off, and now it's finally here, you feel me? So, you know, it's a season of exposure, you know, so they know what the movement is, and they support it 100%, you feel me? So salute to my family, you know what I mean, on everything like that. And of course, salute to MPRE, because if it wasn't for them, you know what I mean, I wouldn't even be here having this conversation, so...
Okay, so who's next?
Man, CEO, you know what I mean? My family support her, my homies support her, everybody support her, you know what I mean? They know when I jump in, when I get focused on something, there ain't no turning back, so they already know what it is, so they're ready to take the ride with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been Diamond Slim. Well, my biggest support of my music, though, was my grandmother. You know, rest in peace. You know, but she supported my music, you know, the most. And for her to be, you know what I'm saying, for her to be her age and she understood every word I said was inspirational to me, you know, so far as, like, support, you know, like, she just told me just keep doing my music, you know, never stop with what she can. So that motivated me to keep going. You know, but everybody else, you know, they rolling with me. You know, but my biggest support is my grandma, rest in peace, though.
This is so.
Okay. Yeah,
this
I
is.
I hear a lot of moving in the background. It's like sharpish.
This is Mr. Shamir. My family is very, very much supportive of everything in my music tree, especially in my father. Every time I do something, he wants me to send it to his email so he can check it out. He saw my last music video and he loved it. So, and he's all the way up in New York. So he's definitely supportive. My mother, she's very supportive of me as well. She also helps me. She's the person behind the scenes when it comes to the financial aspect of it. You know, she knows I needed something. She knows I want to ask unless I truly needed it. And she knows what it's for. So, they're very, very supportive of it, as well as family all over the world. You know, they want me to send my material to the world. I come into their town to perform. So, yeah, everyone is very supportive.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into another Young West joint, California.
Yes, sir.
Okay, since we got some more listeners on the line, tell us about that again.
All right, see now, California, that's basically, is going to show you off, I'm just going to show off my lyrical format for the world to see it, you know what I mean? And also, just to let you guys know where I'm from, California, of course, where I'm from, we call it California, you feel me? If you do your research on California, you guys already know, but it's like that everywhere, you feel me? So, like I said, I always spit my music for the people, and if you're from where I'm from, you can relate. I don't care if you're from New Orleans, if you're from Texas, wherever you're from, you can relate with it, you feel me? And if you can't, you're a lane.
Oh, really?
Stay in your lane.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here goes some more fire from Young West off of Universal Money Platinum Records, California. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Buck.
Young West Entertainment. Left out of the map to be exact. We having fun with it. Drop it. Mean
smoke on the beach. Just California, homie. City of palm trees, palm green.
It's the land of the sunshine state, palm trees, palm green, where the gangsters move way by those locals. Dipping in the lolos, watching popos. We make moves for the paper, move far for them haters, roll smooth on them scrapers. Hold on the dick cause they see we cake makers. Haters can't fade us, stacking chips like Vegas. All eyes on me like Tupac the greatest. Young West is back in effect, with some money in his pocket and some ice on his neck. Got these hoes straight jocking, niggas show me respect. Every time I bust a rhyme, lyrics breaking your neck. See me move with the set, got my boys on direct connect. Give me a word and they wetting your set. I keep it cool, blowing on fruit. From the bottom to the top, watch me get this loot. We stay grinding from sundown, sun up. This is how it goes down in California.
I keep it
grinding, never mind y'all haters. See, we stay shining, y'all cannot fade us. Here we go, got that Glock 10 loaded again. 11 hollow fist, one in the chain, one 10 in the clip. Aim when I hit, young niggas steps in the west. I rep to the death, I warn you, that's really legit. Y'all boring, I'm snoring, I'm sleep on the shit. Y'all snort that coke, think y'all better than him. West cook that coke, see that rock in his hand. Watch his team be alone with that pipe in the hand. I ain't the cause of this insanity, move on my pedigree. Click for the killers, murderers and pimps. Bloods in them crips, and we ain't said trippin'. But we real flittin', nigga, if we find out you snitchin'. Better get with this new ass movement. Come against guarantee we bruise you dudes. I'm so cool, you can tell by the ice and the shoes on my neck. Let it show me respect, nigga. We stay grinding from sundown, sun up. This is how it goes down in California. I see this blinding, never mind y'all haters. See, we stay shining, y'all cannot fade us.
When
I pass with that out, they feel it cops in the back. Running laps for all these niggas when it comes to the tracks. Y'all spit for all niggas, I'm speaking the facts. Y'all chase broad niggas, I'm chasing the cash. Let me breathe on them, blow light green on them. Dipping in the Chevy Malibu with a green to them. Y'all was deep, but when they was just dip to them. Like a flame for my lighter, nigga, fit the fifth to them. See, I've been a fighter, back pocket, black riders. For y'all player haters, air in my back, black tires. Disrespect it, y'all head crack like sunflowers. See, I smash, I was scratching down like Twin Towers. Young West spitting flows, killing the beat. Now I'm getting ease, making mission complete. Living life lavishly, trying to kick up my feet. Ain't no game in this. Chill of California streets, nigga. We stay grinding from sundown, sun up. This is how it goes down in California. I see this blinding, never mind y'all haters. See, we stay shining, y'all cannot fade us.
GQ Power, radio, GQ Power.
Show West Entertainment, baby. Y'all prove what niggas gotta step to the side. You know, what's up, baby? Chill. And let it stop here. San Diego. Popping on.
Yeah, that.
Tupac, man.
Well done. Yeah, that. That's like
that. Hey, that was hot. I like that.
Appreciate that, man. You know, I just try to do it for my people, man. Let them know, like, I represent
that,
you guys.
That's definitely fire. That's definitely fire. Now, do any of y'all have that videos that's out right now? Who is that? Just say your name and just say what you're going to do.
This is Mr. Chanel. Yes, I got a couple of videos out right now. I actually got a video to One Fantasy, also a video to The Night, my dance song, and I have two other videos called Grooming Ish, as well as My Place.
Yeah,
what about
Young West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the videos is to be announced as far as right now, but as far as, well, when I get more information, I guarantee to let you guys know.
Yeah, let's see, you know what I'm saying? at the beginning, August the 1st, is the video shoot of going crazy. And I think the week after that, I got like two other videos shooting too.
Diamond Slim the Truth. My song is My Time. Man, well, we got a video shoot coming up, man. That's the one. That's the one. You know, like I say, it's my time, but it's also everybody else's time. You know, if you shining around the world and you trying to shine, and this song, it is just for you, you know. So we working on a video. My single dropped August 5th. Video going to be shot a little after the single drop. But we working, though. BRE. There you go.
Oh, okay. Now, this question is for each one of y'all individually. What could y'all tell my listeners that make them want to go buy your music?
Young West, as far as Young West, the Ghetto Spoken, the two singles, what's going to make you want to buy it is different. You feel me? If you guys looking for change, you come buy this album. Because guaranteed, you're going to get change. You feel me? Because that's what it is. Like, the game, like, to me, the game is kind of watered down, and I feel like I'm bringing back that season. Feel me? So if you like well seasoned music, you gonna go cop that. You feel me? Off top. And PRE representative, man.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, CEO, you know what I'm saying? I say, you know what I'm saying, go buy my single. Pretty much it's pretty much for everybody. Everybody need a vent sometime, you know what I mean? You got a lot of pressure built up. Like I said, I had a lot of pressure built up, you know what I mean? So I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? I'm venting for everybody on that, you know what I'm saying, on that track, you know what I mean?
This is Mr. Diamond. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You definitely want to buy my music because I bring that feel-good music back, you know, into the music arena. Something to just make you feel good inside. My music will get you dancing, will have you falling in love as well as having you make love because it's all for the grown and sex. So definitely get my out.
Good talk. This is Diamond Slim the Truth. You know, the name speaks for itself. The truth music. You know, this is for the South all the way up to New York City, to California, you know. So real talk, you know, showing love. And I hear, you know, I keep hearing on TV that they keep saying that hip-hop is dead, you know. No, but I feel I am hip hop. You know, I'm the new hip hop, real talk. You know, so if you want some real hip hop, check out Diamond Slim the Truth, single dropping, like I say, August 5th, My Time, Diamond Slim the Truth. There you go.
Wow, okay. I'm looking at something here from CEO, and I know we downloaded your tracks, They Don't Know, and She's the Truth. But I'm looking at
See the truth.
It don't look like it's the exact thing that I'm looking for here. So that's why I'm trying to make sure that it's the exact thing. But what I wanted to ask y'all is, I heard Young West and Diamond, I think it was Diamond Slim, said they're going to do something together. Have y'all all thought about doing something together, as you know, like a symphony?
Well, you know what, this is Mr. Chenier, actually.
Like
well, this is Mr. Chenier. You know what, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because what would be a good idea is if we have whoever can do it, all of the NPRV artists come together and do like an anthem to represent Money Platinum. You know, like I remember a few years ago when T. Diddy did it with Mace with Harlem World. He actually introduced them, you know, they actually did an anthem to represent them coming out under P. Diddy. So I'm thinking that would be a good thing to do for NPR, do like a, because we all come from different parts of the country, do an anthem to represent Money Platinum, even do a video. I think that would be big.
That's real, Tom.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
Yeah.
Chill, Will.
I want to try something. I want to make sure I have the right joint for She's the Truth. All right, CEO? So we're going to get into that real fast. All right, that's cool with you?
Let's get it.
Yes, to get it.
Let's move that
here. That's really on the track.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
You sure?
Yeah, that's it.
You sure?
You know that's really on the track.
All right, let me stop messing with y'all, man. All right, y'all, the Divas, there's some more fire by my man, CEO. She's the truth. Remember when you heard it, G2 Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You know that's really on the track.
Yeah.
You know that's really
yeah, this is Grand Agent, grandagent.net. Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
When she dancing on that pole, she made that so fat. Body going all in circles like she's trying to run the left. The way she riding on this, she taking trips, she need a map. I bust it down and leave it shaking, curled up, she taking that. Swear to God, she the truth, the way she made that booty move. I swear to God, she the truth, the way she do the thing. Swear to God, she the truth, got me acting like a fool. I swear to God, she the truth,
and she the truth.
Hold up. Let me breathe a minute, ballin' on you know we winning. See you shaking in the club, so you know we spinning. Hit the flow of booty quick, money stormy rainy, baby. Where you move that thing ain't nothing I can say on street. This I know you peep my swag, you can see our private stack. Louis this, Gucci that, in a MK backpack. Full of rats, I count the stacks, I'm by the floor, then make it back. I wanna wife her, but I can't. She a stripper, what you think? I'ma go hard. Like I'm Chris Paul, if L.I.E. up in it, so y'all. I'm with my n***a throwing cash, so watch it fall. It on the floor, baby, let's just take it all. I
see
it on the floor, she made it so fat. Riding going all in circles like she's trying to run the left. The way she riding on this, she taking trips, she need a map. I bust it down and leave.
Hey, this is Tiffany and Stephanie, and on Fridays we listen to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio Station. Love and Entertainment.
I can't hate how she get a paper, but she's an all-nighter. Move that up and down, just like a tide rider. Look at that shawty, she got that thing, it's running slow. I just blew by 10 bands, she keep moving my blows. And more, I'm not no 2 chains. I don't love them strippers, I throw that dope. Like a baker, man, I whip it up and then I kick it slow. She giving private dances on the side, that's her backstroke. Got her on the knee, you know what? She giving head stroke. The way she moving that, she going crazy. My n***a in it, she over here, we going crazy. We throwing out that paper, we throwing out that paper. The LRE up in it, just come and get it. When she dancing on that pole, she make that so fat. Body going all in circles like she's trying to run the left. The way she riding on this, she taking trips, she need a map. I bust it down and leave it shaking, curl up, she taking that.
She keep
having the way she made that booty move. I swear to God, see the truth, the way she do the thing. Swear to God, see the truth, got me acting like a fool. I swear to God, see the truth, and she's the way to do it, yeah.
Fire too right there in PRE.
Now, as y'all join PRE, so what? Let me ask you, what do y'all feel is the best thing, the major or the independent?
Well, Young West, yeah. As far as the good thing, I think they both are good in both aspects for the simple fact that we get that major publicity on both ends.
Okay, so which one would you prefer, major or independent?
Well, personally, I probably prefer major.
Mm-hmm.
for the simple fact that I'm just that type of major dude anyway. You feel me? Not to sound cocky or nothing, but what I'm giving is major. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I should be major, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yo,
who's that?
Diamond Slim. Well, me, major all the way, you know, because I want to touch the world. You know, I wanna go across seas. I wanna touch places I can't, you know. You only can go so far independent. You know, I wanna touch some places that you can't really touch being independent. You know, like, so that's why I really say major. But independent is awesome though. It has its great things that it does, but for me, I prefer major. I want to touch the world. I want the world to hear truth music and Diamond Slim, my movement. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Mr. Chenier. I definitely will have to say major, because with major, you actually have that family. You have that family feeling within the label, and as well, it pushes you further than what you actually can do on an independent scale. Now, independent, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time on an independent level, and it's so far that I find myself that I can actually go. But when you're a major, it gives you a sense of saying, hey, I'm standing side by side with Charlie Wilson. I'm standing side by side with Brian McKnight, Babyface, R. Kelly, you know, because my music is going to be just where their music is, to give the world a feel of Mr. Chenier, the ambassador of R&B, you know. So I definitely would say I really enjoy being a part of the majors, not a major label, but the majors.
Well, man, it's your boy, CEO. You know, I prefer major. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, independent, you can go but so far. You know what I mean? There's so much you can see. But with major, like I said, you part of a major label, so your coworkers are major. You know what I'm saying? You out there with the majors. And there's the major, you know, being major.
Uh-huh.
You get to, you know what I'm saying, you're going to travel, you get to be across the world, you know what I mean? And that's my thing, like, touching the world. Like, being in the military, doing all that traveling, I just like, you know what I'm saying, I just like meeting new people, being new places and touching new hearts, you know what I mean? And I'm always turned up, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Rainy day, up day, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, major be the best way to go, so I can turn, you know what I'm saying, I can turn everybody up.
Yeah, talk.
Oh, okay. Okay, I definitely feel y'all on that. Now, each one of y'all, what is the next step for y'all?
Well, it's like this CEO, you know what I'm saying? My next step, you know what I'm saying, to get as many performances as possible, even if they pay or not pay, promotional, showing up. I'm trying to be in every spot that I can be at. If I can be there, I'm trying to be there. If I can afford to be there, I'm going to be there. You know, just so I can network, you know what I'm saying? Talk to people, meet people, learn more, you know what I'm saying? Study my craft. Learn more about my craft through others, you know what I mean? And just keep grinding. Other than that, man, stay in the studio, you know, stay in the studio. And like I said, hitting the studio, I just did a track called, I call it 3NA, you know what I mean? It's called 3NA, you know what I mean? No, pretty much no new hitters allowed, you know what I mean? I would say the N word, but you know, we on the radio, like I said, it's called no 3NA, mean no new hitters allowed, NNNA. So like I said, just constantly stay in the studio.
Okay. I think Young West call dropped. That's you back, Young West?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back here. My bad. I lost it.
Oh, all right. Okay. Wow. You know what? Y'all got so much talent on y'all hands. It's like, you know what I want y'all to do, though? If
what's
y'all
up?
Don't have a problem with it, I want y'all to do, kick something for me.
All right, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, this is the thing here, right? I'm going to put y'all in the order for y'all to flow, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm texting y'all right now. I'm going to put y'all in the order. Let me turn that music down, son. I'm going to put y'all in the order for y'all to flow. Right? And after the last one, Mr. Shania, I want you to come in and sing.
That sounds good.
Let's get it.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay, so first we're going to go with Young West.
All right. Yeah, that we on it.
CEO, Diamond Slim, and then Shania, you're going to come in and sing at the Diamond Slim.
Now, are we singing based on, am I singing based on what they're saying, or I'm just singing in general?
If you could sing on based on what they're saying, then fine. If
y'all want me to give y'all a
topic, okay.
If y'all want me to give y'all a topic, I'll give y'all a topic, but y'all just flow, you know what I mean? Just do how y'all do it. You understand?
All right.
Just to let the listeners know how y'all Universal Money Platinum is getting down. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, y'all remember the order?
Yep.
Let's make it happen.
Okay. And I'm going last, right?
All right, y'all ready?
Who's that, Shania?
Yeah,
Shania, you're going to go last with the singing.
Okay.
I want Young West to start.
Right.
And then I think I said
CEO.
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 Then Diamond
Slim. Mr. Shania, yes. Okay, that, yeah.
Y'all ready?
There you go, baby.
This is my mic, my knife, my gun. I've been drugged through the slum to make the choice to never run. My gun's always cocked. My brain is the artillery. For those who's not feeling me will be the one to envy me. I plead with thee. Learn yourself so you can learn your enemy. My energy is given to me by a higher being. Please take time to hear me before you decide to Judas me. Suicidal thoughts are lingering. He sent me one of the chosen men who never lost faith but always questioning. Why this and why that? I spit it like a veteran. It made me a better man. I understand the hating and the whispering. I spit it from my trap, leaving critics' ears blistering. Flows gets the blistering. These flows is so hot, like a hustle over the pot, over the Pyrex. Be real with myself, so I will never flop. But for the Fetty, I get ghosts like foul peas and locks. I'm gone. Young West, TNT, let's keep it popping. NPRE, let's keep it popping, nigga. What's happening? Excuse my language. Sorry about that, though, but I take my music seriously. Get that.
Okay, it's your boy CEO. You know, a lot of situations that I had was overwhelming, so I smoke a lot of gas so I can keep breathing through the window. A lot of people looking at me tell me I had changed, but just because I put up in a new range and got some new change, they never knew who I'd be when I grew up. I had hoop dreams, had to let it go and picked up a pot and started cooking. They never knew everything that I wanted. I had to go and get it. People never had their hands out. And when I breathe, they know I'm going to spaz out. I holler at my people till we cash out. Everything from GA all the way to NC, niggas going to know who I be. And LRE, that's the only thing I bang. Shout out to NPRE for everything.
Real talk.
This is your boy CEO, man.
Yeah.
Diamond Slim, the true. Hey, you don't mind if I give you, a, you don't mind if I spit a chorus for you too, right? You don't mind. Huh?
Nah, do your God.
Okay. I say, look, Diamond Slim, the true music. Say this. Money on my mind, so it's no repentance. Started 50 smash bank account vent. 100 G's on your head, boy, don't kill it. Selling dummies in the hood and still get it. Money on my mind, so it's no repentance. Started 50 smash bank account vent. 100 G's on your head, boy, don't kill it. Selling dummies in the hood and still get it. Hollin' work up in the kitchen, water boiling on the honey. Had to cut up with the soda bottle, so these boys dummies. Trick out, be the sickest on the block. I'm about to rip and beat the monkey out the jaws. Michael Myers gon' kill it. Days versus Freddy, I'll be on some next shit. Drill it down, eat the monkey, then they call it breakfast. Caught up in the bottom, looking for a way out. Drill dealing out the trap, get the F on the couch. And swallow pipe like a soda, give me a piece out your mouth. See how this free spit? Well, I'ma get it loose. I'm paying the picture for you, please, cut a kid and lose it. 5'4", thin waist with a fat booty. I saw that all in my face like you love the kid. You know the kid love cutting, so I gotta give. I saw the section off the trailer, just feel it legit. Waving in the background, hollering trick, you trick, you trick, you trick. Yeah,
there you go. Diamond Slim. Impossible. Get that.
True music.
I guess it's my go now, right? here we go. I'm on the phone freestyling with my family. Money problem left the home with my family. Rich money, what's good with my family. Money problem left my home with my family.
Yo, I definitely. It will be crazy. Ain't no question about it. But I'm supposed to have this comedian call in, but this is how Rich Money does it. If they don't call on time, I keep going. And that means they time when they call in, they ain't going to be able to do nothing. Because I gave them to 7:30. That's one thing I don't play with when it comes to doing the show. You need to call on time. If you feel you got to call late, then it wasn't that important to you. So don't call about 5 or 10 minutes later. So we just going to keep rocking out with y'all. Until Men at Large come on. So what I'm gonna do is I have one more track by CEO that I wanna play. They Don't Know. Tell us about that track.
I mean, pretty much They Don't Know. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much They Don't Know. Everybody think they know where somebody else came from. I don't know where. You know what I'm saying? Young Western boys come from. I don't know where nobody come from. But I know that I can tell everybody where I came from. And a lot of people think they can tell you what you done, what you been through, how you came up. You know what I'm saying? And but nobody knows but you. You know what I'm saying? You and your family and whatnot. You know what I mean? And pretty much that's where that came from. So that was the original. You know what I'm saying? That was the original. And but you know what I'm saying? I messed around, threw my brother on it. You know what I'm saying? To actually do the hook. But you ain't got that one, but you can play that right there, you know what I'm saying? That was pretty much me on doing the whole track. But that's where They Don't Know come from, man. Just the struggle. They don't know where I came from, so I just let them know.
Okay, well, you know what? You introduced that last track right there.
Man, it's your boy, CEO. You know what I'm saying? Track They Don't Know. Just pay attention to it, you know what I mean? It's all about the struggle. Where you come from, you just know where you come from. Just try not to go back there unless you're going to visit. They don't know.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Follow me, yeah, follow me. Peace, 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 peace.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby, Butter Baby.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace.
They don't know about my struggles.
They don't know.
They don't know about my pain.
They don't know.
They wish they knew how I was feeling.
They don't know.
But they don't really know what pain.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They say my whole life been sweet, but they forgot about the build up 3-bedroom house with 4 doors and 10 beds. To the older ones, they was hustling. Smaller ones, we was just sitting. Everybody had a dream. Everybody takes a million. Take a food stamp, took care of us. I swear to God, it was hard. Summer out in the street, she hustling out of playing them cards. Never knew when my next hit, but I had the way I feel.
Okay.
Never complain about the way I live.
Yeah.
Struggle made me a million. Gotta get it, now I gotta grind it till I can't no more. Going fast, I take it slow. I'ma smoke until I choke. Money, all I see is tunnel vision.
Damn.
And when I get a million, I'ma start tripping, so y'all know how I gotta get it.
GQ Palace at the radio.
They don't know about my problems. They don't know about my pain. All they know is that I hustle. They don't really know what pain. They don't know about my struggles.
They don't know.
They don't know about my pain.
They don't know.
Peace, 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 world. This your boy Mellow Man 8.
right now. You locked in with GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money.
Strong storm, rough weather, no clothes, no shell. Up here, pain in, rest in peace, up there, damn. This life I live, it could be in a movie. No, they can play my part, I have to play. It's my life, I got wisdom. 14 watches all in one house. We trying to eat, we trying to get it fast. Hustling my blood, my grandma got a cat. Closing the door and all my haters. I gotta get in, I can't wait till later. Tomorrow, I promise I'm just happy. Making ways out of no way, meals out of treat me. Can't wait till Thanksgiving comes so we can have that big feast. Hustle hard and make sure my kids gonna eat. They never step the feet, keep going hard like KD and OKC.
I wake up every morning, praying all my problems gone. All I wanna get is money, say I live my life on wrong. They don't know about my problems, they don't know about my pain. All they know is that I hustle, they don't really know a thing. They don't know about my struggles,
they don't know.
They don't know about my pain,
they don't know.
They wish they knew how I was feeling,
they don't know.
But they don't really know what pain. They don't know, they don't know.
GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace Radio.
Like I said, Rich Money, they don't know, man. they don't know, you know what I'm saying? They don't know, so I just like, they want, they, now that, you know what I'm saying, now they know, they want to know, so I let them know, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly. Now they got something to talk about, you know what I'm saying? They thought they had something to talk about, now they got something to talk about since I let them know.
Now, have any of y'all ever experienced the stage fright?
Yeah, I have. You know what I'm saying? I have. The first time I ever...
What could you tell somebody to overcome a stage fright experience?
This is Mr. Chenier. You go ahead. My bad.
This your, you know what I'm saying? This your CEO. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, just because, I always stay turned up. You know what I'm saying? I like to act crazy. You know what I'm saying? Not trouble crazy. I'm always turned up, always laughing from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, you know what I mean? Because when I get on the stage, I don't even see nobody, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't even see nobody. All I just hear the music, the beat, and I just hear noise. It's like, just noise, just make some noise, just, you know what I'm saying? Just go crazy. So, I don't say that's how I overcome. Even when I was performing with one on, cause I had a cast on, you know what I mean? Just had surgery. And I ain't even care about that, you know what I mean? I didn't see nobody out there. It was just, let's just get the club, let's make sure if the club loud, I'm straight.
All right. This is Mr. Chenier. From a singer standpoint, my advice would be, especially if you have a stage fright in you, is to start off with karaoke. And the reason why I say karaoke is because that's usually a platform where people have an opportunity to have their 3, 4, 5 minutes moments of fame to get on stage or get in front of a crowd and sing, whether they sound good or not. And the reason why I say karaoke is because when you see somebody get on stage and they may not sound good to you, or you may say, well, I can do better than that, it kind of gives you the confidence to get on stage and sing in front of that same crowd. Now, I know that there's a saying that you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit, which means consistency is the key. If you consistently get on stage, you can only get better, especially if you believe in what you're doing, to the point to where when you get on stage, like for myself, for example, when I go on stage, I'm home. I'm like, okay, it's showtime. So, but to get to that point, you had to work at it. So I would say karaoke, then if you have original material, move over to open mic so you can test it out. You know, test the waters, you know. No one's going to bite your head off. Like I said before earlier, not everybody's going to like you, but not everybody's going to hate you. So I would definitely say do karaoke.
Okay. Well, Young West, as far as overcoming stage fright, basically, no matter how much confidence you got, you're still going to get butterflies in your stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All you got to do is just find someone you can just know your material, know your audience, and just know somebody in that crowd, whether it's 100,000 or whether it's just two people in that crowd, that's going to relate what you're saying. That's who you're speaking to. So you got to find somebody in the crowd who's relating with you, who's making that eye contact, or who's won that eye contact from you. And then when you get that, like everything else, all that fear should feel like it should go away. You feel me? So you got to make sure you know what you're writing, know the audience that you're writing it for, and find them people that's willing, that's really itching to contact. I mean, to excuse me, not contact, but to.
Fair talk.
And yeah, you feel me? Like to interact with you, that's really waiting to hear what you got to say.
Right.
I know people.
Right.
That's one person who's waiting to hear what you got to say. And that's
exactly.
This is your way.
Me personally, for stage fright, you know, my first show, man, that, you know, my first time performing, it was scary, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, over time, I just thought about it. I was just like, well, if we got a million people in the audience, I just turn this million people into one person and just talk to this one person. You know, it's like we just one person, me and this one person vibe, and it just, you know, I just turn the whole crowd into one person and just, you know, let this whole person in on my whole life and just, you know, give it to them like that. That's how I overcome stage fright. I just turn the crowd into one person and just go from there.
Yeah. Hey, this is Mr. Chanel again. I want to tell y'all a quick story. One issue that I had with stage fright, and I'll forget it. The song One Fantasy, I had to sing at a video shoot after party. And I was expecting a whole bunch of females to be there because that's what it was at the video shoot. But you can count on one hand the number of females that was at the after party, and it was so many dudes. So can you picture singing a love song to a house full of guys and maybe a few females? And, of course, they stayed in the back of the club. Now, I'm singing a love ballad, so, of course, dudes look at me like, oh, like, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm still all nervous, head shaking, sweating, cotton mouth, so, you know, it was definitely an experience. But one thing I also want to say also is when it comes to the butterflies, yeah, you're right, everybody's going to still have the butterflies, but we need to, it's about learning to use the butterfly as adrenaline, because one thing about butterflies, we as artists, we want to make sure that we're nervous more so because we want to make sure that the fans or the crowd accepts what we're about to do. So that's the nervousness. We're like, okay, well, I know I'm good. I know my song is good. I got everything down pat. But what are they going to, how are they going to react? So,
right.
You know, but like I said, but more so that it's just about, you just got to get out there and do it. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no adjusting. You just got to get out there. Give the people a show, interact with them, smile. If you interact with them, you know, like with me, if I have a female love song, I now know to go to a female, call on stage. So it's certain techniques you do when you're on stage to make you comfortable. And because when it comes to the fans, if they see you nervous, they're going to eat you alive. So it's also, you know, once you're on stage and you give them a show, go out to let them know, hey, this is my home, this is my stage, this is my house, I'm about to give you a show. You have that confidence in you, and they see it, they're going to appreciate you more.
We're talking.
Right.
Now, I don't know if any of y'all in it, but I know, if I'm not mistaken, Universal Money Platinum got a world tour coming up. Is any of y'all in this one, or y'all going to be in the next one?
You said they got a who?
I think a tour. I believe a tour. Is any of y'all?
The tour is going on right now. It's going on.
Yeah, the tour
is
going on
right
now.
Oh, okay.
We're in it. Well, you know, we're I don't know, but I'm in it. You know, I started in Texas, you know, and hit San Antonio. We hit in Dallas. We hit in Marshall, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they hit Memphis. They hit, eventually they're going to come to New York. That's, you know, the big album. They're coming up that way. You know, hopefully, if God say the same, you know, we all will be on that tour. We all will be on the tour, but that way.
Yeah, because Universal Platinum, Money Platinum doing big things. They're doing big things. Shout out to Anthony Quinn and Chill Will. So, Chill Will.
Shout out.
Are you there? I think I left Chill Will. I think he gonna fell asleep. I forgot about Chill Will.
I done told you.
Chill Will, are you still there? don't know if Chill is doing, but shout out to Chill Will because he's definitely doing his thing as well. Now, let me ask y'all, as far as being an artist, right, and dealing with situations like a, you know, like a major label and independent label, how do y'all feel about the music that's out now compared to the music that was out then? Like, if y'all did a mix CD, right? I don't know if any of y'all did a mix CD back in the days or so on back in the day. You understand? But I'm just filling y'all in on it. What would be the difference between what y'all did back then compared to what y'all did now? So if you did something back then, let the listeners know what it was, or what's the difference between what you got now?
Well, as far as Young West, like as far as my old tracks that I've recorded, you know, they was really on some different type stuff, you know, because back then I was ignorant, you know, I wasn't really focused. I was more on some F the world owes me, you feel me, when I was younger. But now that I'm older, you know, I realize that with this platform that I have with my music, it's like people gonna hear it, you know. So as an artist, I got to take I gotta be conscious of that. So therefore, like, I switched up, not really switched up because I'm still me, but I switched my whole lyrical format, and especially the content of the lyric, you know what I mean? So because I got a son now, you know, so I don't want him listening to things that I don't, like, I wouldn't condone of him listening. I don't want to say things that I don't condone him listening to. So I'm more of a conscious, I guess you could call it a conscious artist, not really like a conscious rapper or nothing like that, but just more conscious of what I write. Because I know souls are at risk. You feel me? So, like I say, I'm different from everybody else. I think different from everybody else. Like the name Young West, Warren Evangelist, Spirits Be Tame. It's acronyms. You feel me? So, it's official, like a referee with a whistle, bro.
Okay. Who's next?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the CEO. I mean, from the time I dropped my first track, like my first track I ever dropped was called, you know what I'm saying, was called Dooley Booty, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Cause it was called Dooley Booty, but it came from, you know what I'm saying, I was at the club, and, you know what I'm saying, this girl, you know what I'm saying, she was standing beside this dooley truck, you know what I mean? I you know what I'm saying, it just started from that, you know what I mean? And pretty much got everything else. Like, pretty much I ain't really changed too much, you know what I'm saying? Just picked up, you know what I'm saying? Just picked up my lyrics and more things that I, you know what I'm saying, that I'm doing with it, you know what I mean? Like, it's all on me, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's for the love, the money, and getting out, you know what I mean? A lot of people just say, you know what I'm saying, I'm in the hood. But then, like I said, they forget about the thing is getting out of the hood, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
That's my goal. I ain't really changed too much. Just changed how I lay my words down. You know what I mean? So I've been the same since I jumped in there.
Well, down to Slim. Me personally, you know, over the years, you know, when I first started rapping, I used to over exaggerate the concept of the song. Like, meaning I'd take a song, if it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds, I'd turn around and stretch it to 5 minutes and something seconds. I overdo it, you know, try to learn how to just straight get to the point, you know, and just, you know, try to, you know, not use so many words and, you know, get your point across. You know, that would make me turn around and now. That's why I say I don't want to be a local rapper or independent artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to touch the whole world. I'm trying to make the world feel me, you know, in the music. Because I was first making music for just the South. Now, my music can relate to anybody, you know. Everybody can relate to it, no matter where you're from, you know. So that's the difference in my music, you know, in 2014, you know. And my name, Diamond Slim, I spell it different. I used to spell it how you spell diamond, the regular diamond, but now, you know, I changed it up, DYMONSLIM, you know. I thought it was unique, so that's why I say DYMON Slim, you know. But over the years, I just grew to learn to just get to your point and just, you know, be real,
know, don't change your music up for user, because you can go Universal, and then, like they say, a lot of labels, they try to change your music and try to change you as an artist, you know.
Yeah.
But me personally, you know what I mean, I wouldn't even do music no more if I couldn't see myself, you know.
Yeah.
My love for the passion for music is, you know, relating to other people, you know, or telling a story through my experience or some things I've seen in life to make somebody else be like, man, I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. That's my whole concept of music now. You know, but that's Diamond Slim. Choose music. Let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. This is Mr. Chenier. Going back to 2003 up until now, I would say I'm still the same. The only thing different is when I was doing it back then, I was doing it to, of course, try to get signed. And when people heard my material, they were always shutting me down. So I got to the point to where I was like, well, I need to sound like that, because that's what they seem to like as opposed to me. But it wasn't until Neo came out and I heard his music, I said, wait a minute, his stuff sounds just like mine. So why am I trying to change who I am to cater to somebody else? So ever since then, throughout the years, I just became more creative, you know. What I brought to the table back in 2003, I'm bringing it out, but I'm actually elevated to where it's more creative, it's more feel good, because I cater to the grown sex, and I always say that because I feel that's a market that a lot of people we're not hitting, you know, especially with R&B. You have the Chris Brown, the Trey Songz, that's all well and good, but what about the Jamie Foxx's and the Mary J. Blige, you know, people that are actually my age, you know, they now consider that music adult contemporary as opposed to R&B. And I'm like, wait a minute, they bring that feel good vibe to the forefront. So I'm more creative with my stuff. Like I said, I bring the love, I bring the dancing, I bring the stepping. You know, anything that can allow me to display feel good, make you feel good inside. I don't care whether you're from Kentucky, Tennessee, California, feel good music is feel good. So it allows me to be more creative. So if anything, I would say I got more creative. My style is still the same. I just got more creative with my songwriting as well as my delivery. And, of course, you know, you get a chance to look at my videos.
Okay, I definitely feel that. But let me just say, okay, a comedian called Ray, you called too late. I told you, you know, 7:30 is 7:45 when you call. We'll definitely set something up for you hopefully next week.
Yeah.
I'll definitely get in touch with you.
Yeah.
But y'all definitely got some big things going on, and I honor each and every one of y'all. Diamond Friend, CEO, Young West, Mr. Chenier, I definitely honor each and every one of y'all. If y'all got shout outs that y'all want to do, you know what I mean? Go by the line and everybody just give their shout outs, give their email address, let them know where they could get y'all music at and all that. One by one, just go down the line. I'm going to let y'all work.
All right. This your boy, CO, you know what I mean? Shout out to N-Groove Universal, NPRE, Chill Wheels, Sunshine, Mr. Quinn. Shout out to all the artists that part of the label, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my wife, my kids, the family. My homies are all the way from North Carolina, all the way to GA. And, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to GQ Rich Money out there. And appreciate the love, man.
No doubt.
All right, this is Mr. Chenier. I want to definitely give a shout-out to English University, Money Platinum, my family. I can name everybody in Money Platinum out there till 9 o'clock. But everybody in Money Platinum, my family all over the world, my fans, all those who've been riding and grinding with me 25-8 from day one, who's still with me, thank you so much. Much love. My producer out of Greenville, North Carolina, Leanna Tate, definitely shout out to him. He was with me from, we're like Mike and Quincy, so definitely shout out to him. And everybody who just love feel good music, just let's keep the party going 25-8.
Real time. It's Diamond Slim, Diamond Slim the Truth. I want to give a shout out to GQ Palace Radio, first of all, and the whole New York City from, you know, listening. and then, you know, embracing NPR. It was the movement. And I want to give a shout-out to Tony Quinn, Till Will, you know, and the whole NPR team, you know, from chasing their dreams and never giving up. Because the only reason why you're here, what you're here today, is because you never gave up and you're still chasing your dreams. And everybody out there, I want to give a shout-out to the world. And just chase your dreams, never give up. But me personally, Donald Smith, you can get at me on Facebook, you know, at D-Y-M-O-N Slim. That's D-Y-M-O-N Slim. I got music on Django Radio. That's actually in New York. At D-Y-M-O-N Slim. You can get at me on Twitter, at Diamond Slim. That's at Diamond Slim. D-Y-M-O-N, space S-L-I-M. You can get at me on Instagram at Diamond Slim. You know, but if you want to listen to my music free, all my music got to record it. All my music pretty much free until I signed a deal and so now I'm going major. You know, you can get at it on Django, Internet Radio. It's live. They go hard. You know, check me out. Matched up with all the artists in the game. Gang, 50 Cent, Tupac, Biggie, you know, Ja Rule, Jada Kiss, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's in New York, they playing my music with them. So, you know, if you like music, check it out. You know, at D-Y-M-O-N-S-L-I-M. You know, at DangoRadio.com. You know, there you go.
Yeah, man, it's Young West, man. I'd like to give a shout-out first off to MPRE, Whole Money Platinum Label, whole management team, Chill Will. Holla at me, man. You're looking out for me, my whole career and everything like that. I appreciate Antonio Quinn for pulling me on the label, man. Loving my music, supporting my music as well, and embracing it at the same time. Of course, shout-out to Jordan Down Project, you know what I mean, 103. We out here, man. We doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to all my family. On my fam bam and the struggle. You feel me? On my fam locked in the cage, man. We shine for you. When I shine, you shine. Guarantee that. You feel me? Shout out to my big bro, man, G. Bricks Made Records. Young West, TNT, Moe, Gotti, G. You feel me? Knock it, we bang production. We on it, man. And I like to honestly give it first off. I should have did this first. Like, I thank God for blessing me with this gift that he has blessed me with. And without this gift and without his grace, none of this would be possible. You feel me?
Real talk.
So I thank you all for everything that you have blessed me with. And I thank you all for listening, and especially Rich Money. You're looking out for allowing Money Platinum to be on the radio, man, to get heard for the new artists coming out. Shout out to all of my label mates, man. Let's get this popping, man. And it's all business, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay tip-top shape, man. Let's make it happen.
Solid.
Yeah, I'm just
asking
Quinn. Go ahead. Who's next?
No, this is Mr. Sheena. I just found out that a very good friend of mine is actually listening to this interview right now, and she's the reason why I'm actually talking to you right now, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have known about any of this. So, Fleck, good looking out for me. I love you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. I had to make that note because if I did, she's going to beat me up.
So... I guess she was kind of nervous like everybody else to press one. I don't know, but, you know. But definitely. But y'all, I want to tell y'all, it's definitely an honor having y'all on. Y'all welcome back anytime. I don't know if Mr. Quinn informed y'all, but GQ College also has, you know, a magazine that we put out and everything as well. You know, we're going to put each one of y'all in the magazine, so you just got to get those pictures and everything. And we definitely gonna make it happen. I don't know if we told y'all about the mix CD. We do a mix CD, and we put all the artists on there and send it out to the tropic area, promotional CD. You know, we don't charge nobody. We just give them out because, you know, it's good for the artists and also good for the station. You know what I mean?
That's right. Man.
Real love. Real love.
That's what's
and,
up.
You know, y'all got the Gmail because I know we got 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. So y'all have the Gmail as well. If y'all want to send y'all tracks in, we definitely rotate, you know, the radio version on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. We'll definitely be rotating. You know, it's all
cool.
Different listening.
All right.
You know,
sounds good. We're
definitely going to make it happen.
Hey, let me ask you something. How do we listen to your radio station?
Okay,
like,
what you
I'm
do
in
is...
South, so...
All you do is... you call the number 646, the same number you call.
Yeah.
You could do it like that, or you could go on the internet. The link is
okay.
on the internet, like GQ Palace. You know, GQ Palace is G-E-E-Q-U-E. P-A-L-A-C-E, GQ Palace. It's not the G right. in the Q. It's G-E-E-Q-U-E. And Palace.
You say G, you say G?
Yeah, G-E-E.
G-E-E. Okay.
Yeah, G-E-E-Q-U-E.
Q. Q-U-E.
Yeah. See, when you go on that, you put on over 15 different websites. So if you go on LinkedIn, if you go on YouTube, if you go on Facebook, if you go on Twitter, no matter what you go on, if you punch it in the way it's spelled, GQ Palace, you're going to see everything pop up.
Right.
You Google us,
yeah.
you see it all. You can definitely see it all. But like
right.
I said, it's an honor, you know what I mean? And anytime any of y'all want to come back, you know, it's never a problem. Shout out to Chill Will. I don't know what happened to him. I think he kind of left him. He probably was like, ah, you know.
Hey, this your boy CEO, man. I have one more thing. Y'all can check out your boy website at www.imceo.ws. You know what I'm saying? You find my music,
yeah,
Facebook, Twitter.
I'm trying to get everything. Got websites.
You know what I'm saying? Facebook. You'll find my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, my music to take you to everything. All my music is uploaded, you know what I'm saying? Audio Mac. So, like I said, just go to www.imceo.ws. You know what I mean? Check your boy out. Sign the email list and everything else, man.
What's up?
Well, once again, fellas, it's definitely an honor. If y'all want to do drops, whatever y'all want to do, it's not a problem. Send it in. It's definitely clear. Ain't no question.
Hey, stay tuned. Looking for that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Rich Money, stay close by, man, because when I send you this N.A., you're gonna go crazy, man. No, what I'm saying? Three N.A., no new niggas allowed. N.A., you know what I'm saying? That's why I call it 3 N.A., you know what I mean? So, hey, stay tuned for it, man. You know what I'm saying? You'll have it next week, promise you.
All right, no doubt, no question.
Rich Money, I thank you again for everything, partner.
Okay, go Chill Wells. That's Chill Wells. Where you been at, man? Where you been at?
And I told you what he was doing.
I'm what they call the silent voice at times or whatever. I just sit in and I just listen and meditate. But again, though, on behalf of MPRE, In Grooves Universal, on behalf of Mr. Quinn, Antonio Dewar, management staff and everybody concerned with the label, we greatly appreciate you. We greatly appreciate you taking time out and having our artists on the air and that major exposure that you have given us. We can't repay you enough for it. And again, I thank you very much.
You know, it's all love and support. It's all family here. You know how we do, Chill. Never a problem. Never a problem. No,
right.
Yeah, whenever you want to, let me know. I'll put them on any episode you need them on. You got gospel, you already know. You already know how
it's good. Oh, yeah. You know me and you real good friends anyway, so we know how it rolls.
Yeah. You know that. Well, you know, it's definitely an honor. You know, even if you got your gospel artist, you know, Jimmy Scribby Hunter, you know, from Atlantic Star. We do it on Sundays. You know, if you got
right.
gospel artists, you know, the gospel singers, let me know, and we'll make it happen.
I know you will, bro. And I greatly appreciate you again for everything, and especially for the artists. And I thank the artists for taking time out of their schedules and participating in this. And we're looking forward to many other exciting adventures coming up soon.
All right.
Yes,
and I just want to tell you, CEO, Young West, Mr. Chanel, Diamond Slim, it's definitely an honor having y'all on. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right.
Universal Money Platinum Records, Dons and Divas. They are impressively doing their thing. No question about it. Now, what's going on is we're supposed to be waiting on Gemini. We're going to see if he takes the time out to call in. I don't know if anybody calling this so late tonight. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's my watch is just going fast. I don't know. But what we're going to get into right now, we're going to get into this new joint by Pure Sky featuring Waka Flocka. It's called Looking for Love. Don't forget, this is that fire also by Pure Sky featuring Waka Flocka, Looking for Love. Remember when you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's busted.
Been searching for you, the type of girl that I like. Can't get you out of my sight. Let's get to know you. Since you came in my life, been throwing money all night, baby. Okay, now that's off, shorty working her ass off, and who made it that ass off? You got me open, that's why I'm hoping that you will keep me tonight.
Trophy and everything, so he's definitely doing it. This joint right here is called Big Dummy. It's just fire. Don't let the title sleep on you, all right? GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Let's make it happen.
Ride with me now. Ride with me now. Ride with me now.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind. You know we hungry.
brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. But at a time I was my grind and I was hungry. Man, hunger pains like a bronco kicked me in the tummy. Had people in the town kinda looking at me funny, cause they knew I was a shit and couldn't take that from me. When I would shine, they would try to throw shade on me, like I didn't have a brigade and wasn't made on me. Every time I came around, they should've paid for my coffin.
I'm Freddie D.
Boy, this path was made for me. I'm the best to U.S. Y'all third world country. I'm a big deal, a mill, and y'all just munchy. I'm a problem like when all them had bumpy. Gorillas over here, y'all quiz is just funky. Me, I'm functified and y'all just funky. You second rate lunk on that gate, halfway house junkies. I'm about my bread, so we're that money.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. My third eye saw it come in, it kept jumping. Situations and accusations like it was nothing. Big dog fronting like how he was cutting. But every time on the re-up it adds to nothing. I kept the block jumping, hustlers pumping. And every time I turn around a nigga ain't a stunting. Discerning chicken, rinsing and gin. And I wonder when low CE, will they ever get it in? See me, I never figured it. Encryption's how they scripture it. Had me thinking black ones only living in the pyramids. Punchline and feeling, hookline and sinker. My man went from dope to thinker. We flip the strip, the strip to get money. Prime time, play on the ground, we never bummy. Since a little youth, I learned to get money, money, money.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
So why would you try to pull the wool over my eyes? You know I keep them things open. Y'all niggas must be joking. Gotta be the shit that they drinking or smoking, or you just praying and hoping that I'm lame or your game is just that potent. Where you could tell me anything and get me open. I'm hip to this shit, hit the strip for a flip. I'm around gangsters, hustlers, con artists. My city is New Guinea, you know the slick, but it's slick. If you ain't on your game, you a vic or get hit with your cell. That wholesale is a bargain on clips. Where I'm from, we ain't heavy on that arguing shit. If it's on, then it's on, get the spark in it then. Locking them dead, now they chalking the kid. Cause he try to pull a wool over the wrong nigga list.
Yeah, he try to pull a wool over the wrong nigga list.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes,
you big dummy.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes,
you big dummy.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes,
you big dummy.
Ha ha,
you big dummy.
Ha ha,
you big dummy.
It's all for you, baby girl. I must admit, all for you. Diamond. Let me rap for you. Better yet, let me clap for you. Round of applause, your appeal's appalling. And where you be at, man, hit on you often. When she walk in, shorty something nice. Body on point, catch a flunk some tight. Backside looking right with a thong all in it. On her iPhone with my songs all in it. Hit her iPhone, let's be gone for a minute. Come and spend a day or two with Dawn for a minute. Got some things I can show you, cause I really wanna know your work hard. And you know I do it all for my princess. Yes. Shorty, something special. Screaming hallelujah, cause you know the Lord bless you. Let's make this official like a rap with a whistle. John Michael, go and talk to her. Can't get off for you, girl. Stick with me, it's so easy
to get lost in this world. That's a rap for you, shorty. Do it all for you, that's a fact for you, shorty. Never turn my back on your life magic when these tracks get recorded. If I gotta go, I'm back for you shortly. You would never have no thoughts to divorce me. I could see us frontin' at the game in the court seats. I could see us catching planes going all across seas. See us parlaying a couple days in the four seasons. Let's make it all true. Me plus you, ain't a thing we can't do. Let's make this official like a ref with a whipper. John Michael gon' talk to him. Sunday.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. music, lega.
Sit back, baby. Let me talk to you. Yo, listen. Here we go.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Girl, I like you. Gon' throw it on me good. And motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone. Girl, I know your man. Motivation, yeah. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good. And motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone. Girl, I know your man gon' motivation, yeah. And slide, I don't wear no rubbers. Beat that monkey up, then I wear my cover. I'm steady pounding, I'm pounding real good. I'm in your kitchen, can you feel that wood? Motivation, let me ease your mind. Toot your back up, motivate your mind. Reaching for the ceiling, legs like me. Figure four, wrestling moves, gon' throw that. She throwing it back, gon' bite that. You a fool with it, how you do that? Gotta take a deep breath, cause I'm loving this. Gotta take a deep breath, cause I'm loving this. I'm aiming high, you know I feel like busting. I'm inside your walls, gon' bring it to me. You say you love the kid, you know I love you too. You say my name, ooh, Diamond Slim, you the truth. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me. And motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone. Girl, I know your man gon' motivation, yeah. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good. And motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone. Girl, I know your man gon' motivation.
Motivation,
yeah.
No more lies, I done seen it all. 24/7, the kid tryna ball. He say your rent due, so you ain't pay your bill. Landlord tripping, that's just what it is. In your cup, drinking hard, what you sipping on? She say she like that goose, grab a cup, I put you some. She say she like that goose, grab a cup, I put you some. Now Susie Sue, she don't wear no draw. Kitty kitty wet, I can feel the flow. Too much moving, baby girl, better slow it down. I see you like to dance, I'm screaming James Brown. Jump on top, gon' ride it slow. Like Aaliyah say, gon' rock the boat. R.I.P. baby girl, we be missing you. Motivation, keep your head up and keep it true. Steady reminiscing, by my brother missing. Brother serving 40 years for a pussy mission. 40 years motivation, now pull a trigger. 40 years motivation, now pull a trigger.
Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good. And motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone. Girl, I know your man gon' motivation, yeah. Girl, I like you, gon' throw it on me good. And motivate the kid like you should. Call me on my cell phone. Girl, I know your man gon' motivation, yeah.
Welcome back to the palace, and with me right now, I have my man Gemini from Men at Large. Gemini, welcome to the show. Gemini, what's going on, fam?
What's going on, my brother?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. I want to thank you for joining us. You know, as we know, you know, you was with Men at Large. Are y'all still a group or are you doing a solo thing?
I'm doing a solo thing. Me and Dave are still together. You know, I'm doing a solo thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know y'all have some hits out, you know. I'm so alone and all that, you know.
We're both doing solo projects.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you before we get into, you know, I know we want to get into your solo thing. How did y'all come up with the name Men at Large?
It was kind of crazy. I think me and Dave was sitting. I think Gerald came up with that name actually. Because at first it was Dave, Dave and Jason as well. And then me and Dave got together with it. And I think the whole concept was, you know, he wanted to do the whole concept of, you know, big guys. You know, at that time, big guys wasn't being portrayed as being sexy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, we're gonna change the script, you know, on them, you know. So concept of Men and Lawyers came up, man, and we've been rolling with it ever since. Because actually, I think Dave end up putting a patent on it, you know what I'm saying? Of course, with your permission, so. And this man's been love ever since, man. You know, two big brothers, you know, with them powerhouse soft voices, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel you. Now, your name Gemini, how did you come up with that?
Actually, Gemini is actually my sign. Because we went to a couple names. You know, I grew up in the streets, man. You know, Joker. You know, Dave and them called me G.I. So I just kept Gemini, man, and just rolled with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you I feel you. It fits you. It definitely fits you. Ain't no question about it. Now, let me ask you a question, because, you know, I had like Elias on and Deja Vu and all of them. And I seem to ask, you know, Legendary Pioneers this question often. Now, compared to what y'all was getting back then, compared to what these artists are getting now, do you feel like, you know, like he was cheated out of something, or, you know, like any format like that, because of what y'all was getting paid back then compared to what these artists are getting paid now for the music that they're making, these twerking songs and the females half naked and everything?
Well, you know, now it's more outlets than it was. But, you know, back then it wasn't as many outlets for artists to do his thing, you know. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, them situations you just mentioned, man, you know, you was taking a chance in those situations, you know, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, making chicks in the videos and, you know, and then and as far as money-wise, so it was like, Now with the media, man, and the way things are so open, you know, they wasn't ready for it back then. You know, back then they wasn't accepting it. You know, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. back then you could sing a positive song, a song with some positive, you know, that was giving a positive note and, you know, and showing a positive aspect and a sell like hotcakes. Now, you can't get nobody to say your positive song. Everything is either about. Is it about money, sex, or drugs?
Yeah, exactly. And that's
somebody just asked me when I write about the experiences I did in the streets and this and all that and how I overcame and stuff like that. I'm like, well, you know, that may be cool in a rap song, but as far as R&B, you know, people don't really vibe on the R&B level like that, you know. And, you know, so, I mean, so, and it won't sell, so what's the point of doing it?
Yeah, because like now you got the R&B, it's like sex is selling. You understand? Because that's mainly what, you know, the trade songs and the, you know what I mean? The sex is selling. I'm like, you know what? The female is half naked. I'm like, okay. So, you know, what type of message are you sending to the younger generation? You understand what I mean? Well, you know, right, that's just how it is. You know, that's how it is. But How old were you when you first started, you know, singing?
Man, I was out, man, like 12. Like, I was like, actually, I was singing. Actually, my mom said I was singing before I was even talking. Because I used to sit in front of the fan on them hot days, man, and be like, all through the fan. Actually, I was giving myself, like, vocal lessons because I was like, and I couldn't even say a word. You know, so I've been singing since I was a kid.
Wow.
my mom was a singer too. She just never did that with me. Because back then old school grandma like, nah, you know, I don't care about you singing, you gonna learn your trade. You know, it wasn't as open, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much talent you had, you know, you had to learn the trade back then. So, you know, she ended up going to nursing school instead of singing, so.
Now, what I want to do real fast, first, I want to get into one of your singles, you know, Out of Mind. Now, was this something that like a Minette Laws collaboration, or it's just a solo project that we're getting into?
Solo project.
Okay. Tell us about Out of Mind.
I've been through a lot of crazy relationships, you know, and sometimes as artists, you know, we get more into ourselves than we do into our family, you know, at least your significant other, you know what I'm saying? So when I wrote that in mind, you know, I was going through a little something and realized, you know, that she had made the comment, you know, that I support you more in your career than you support me. And, you know, I had to think about it. I'm like, wow, you know, so the whole concept, you know, cause like, I was just baffled with it because I was just going through some things with it because I realized, you know, that, you know, and I'd be on the road so much and you know, so at times I really can't be there when she do need me, you know, and a lot of times, you know, as an artist, you're like, well, I got to get this bread, you know, she'll be fine when I get back, you know, you don't never think, unless it's a dire emergency or something, or somebody about to die or fell out of the sky or something, you know, your main focus is that bread. So it's like, relationship-wise, sometimes you have to stop and sit back and think that, you know, man, you know, at this one particular time, can I just hear what she got to say, or can I be supportive of her, you know, or can I, you know, or just sometimes you have to put yourself aside for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So when I wrote it, you know, it was all in transition to that, you know, because, the fact that I'm, you know, I know it's in my career, the fact that I'm never home, you know, and I know it's going to be crying and going through what you're going through, and I don't have time, and she'll call me, and I won't have time to talk to her. I'm about to go on stage, you know, I'm about to do something, or I'm about to record, and but not being there at the moment, you know what I'm saying, when they need you sometime, you know, it's just baffling, man. You go through these changes, man. You go, you mentally, you start dealing with, damn, you know, am I going, and you know, God, I got to make this prayer, man, but I know she need me, you know, so it's like, you know, in the same token, you know she going to support you, she'll get over it, but at the same token, man, I just learned how to be, you know, it's just about being fair when she needs, you know, trying to be there when she needs. So it's just based on the stuff I was going through at that time.
Wow, okay. Well, I want to get into that single, Out of Mind. All right?
Okay.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's a banger from my man, Gemini, from the legendary group, Men at Large. It's his solo project, Out of Mind. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's banger. Okay, my producer just informed me, Gemini. We're going to go with Entwine. My bad, Entwine, all right? Did y'all hear me? Hello?
I hear you, brother. I got you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. because with the track they sent, Gemini, is nothing on it. Nothing on it at all. Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
There's nothing on it.
Because I mean,
because so, I don't know
what that's about. Yeah, I found out too, because I sent them all an email.
Yeah, but there's nothing on it. I just realized that too. So we're just going to go with Entwine right now.
Okay.
Pardon that, all my listeners. This is Entwine by my man Gemini.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Exclusive, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
It's been so long since you've been happy, man.
So, did you feel like, okay, as you've been, you know, like I said, you were a heavy man and you were singing? Because, you know, some heavy dudes, they run out of breath. I'm not going to lie. I'm a heavy dude. I run out of breath. Back in the days, I was slim. Look at Big Pun. He was heavy. He ran out of breath. Did you ever feel like, okay, well, I need to take a breather for a moment. Let me just sit back and relax. You know what I'm saying? While you on stage, and did you ever get that stage fright feeling?
You know, I got that stage fright feeling for a while, for a minute, you know. But then, after a while, it just became natural being up there with Dave, you know, all that time, you know, being up there with somebody, you know, you get the stage fright, but then, you know, you always had that comfort level, you know. I got my right hand man with me, so, you know, so yeah, a couple times, you know, I lost my breath a little bit, you know, but then you get the award in you, you get that adrenaline going. You get that adrenaline going, and it's over, you know. Then, you know, ain't no more losing breath then, because I'm like, well, you know, because actually it's crazy, because a lot of notes that I used to hit back then, I can hit better now than I did then. So, you know, it's crazy.
Mm. Oh, okay. Now, as far as you being in a group, what's the best thing and the worst thing about being in the group?
Best thing and the worst thing. The best thing about being in a group is that you learn how to share. It's a brotherhood, you know, that you have. It's a brotherhood like no other. You know, y'all ride or die together. You know, if you have to deal with Jinky promoters, you know, you in it together. You in it for the long haul. You got somebody to cry with, you know. Got somebody. If you got a fight, you got somebody. Got your back, you know. And then the bad side of it, you know. Sometimes, you know, we don't agree on everything, you know. Sometimes we tend to have maybe we had to teach ourselves to not compete against each other vocally. You know, we had to learn how to compliment each other, as you know what I'm saying, as far as when we stand together. You know, because that's what, like, because you hear a lot of groups even now, you know, it's almost like they don't compliment each other. It's like they're competing with each other. You know, when they really don't have to, they gotta compete. You know, we here together. You know, we here to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that we all sound good together. You know, and likewise, like, you know. Yeah, so that's basically, man, you know, the ups and downs of it, you know, and just, you know, but then dealing with this industry, period, you know, because at that point, being a group member, you see what the other members going through, you know, because you're going through something, your other group members going through, so it's almost like you take on what they going through at the same time, knowing y'all got to go do a show, you know, so it's like, you know, it got its ups and downs with it, man. But, you know, but overall, I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Now, that you brought up something good, you know, a good thing that you just said, you know, in that statement. You know, you got the that's always trying to compete. You know, even like what was the movie? Dream Girls and Temptations. Can you explain that to me, that you're in the industry and you've been around and you've seen, you know, situations like that. Is there a reason for that? Is it just that everybody just want to have a spotlight?
You know what? Everybody wants to have a spotlight. And it's like, even with the Temptations, trying to determine who was going to lead, even though me and Dave are both lead singers. So most of the songs we did, you know, we did them. You know, he did his part, I did my part, and we came together. But, you know, you have a lot of groups, man, you know, at times you want to be in the spotlight, you know. And then sometimes you got some groups, man, where the lead singer don't sound better than the cast that's singing behind them. So then you got the ones that feel they should be in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to sing a little, so tonight I'm going to sing a little harder today. I'm going to sing a little softer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sing a little louder. You know, I'm going to sing a little different than I've normally been singing. Then maybe, just for a second, I'll be nervous for a minute, you know. And like I said, the thing with me and Dave was that when me and Dave came together, we both was lead singers. So it wasn't a fact of matter of trying to search for the spotlight. It was a fact of matter of trying to figure out how to compliment each other. You know what I'm saying? As far as that, because we both was doing our thing separately, and then we do it together. So that's what made the situation a bit different. because we were so used to going, you know, when you was younger. So because when you're younger, you're by yourself, you're doing stuff and singing. But then when you get together as a group member, you have to learn how to share. So then that's another thing. Then the whole sharing the mic and sharing the spotlight. That's another kind of animal there. Because, you know, because like I said, the same token, you feel that should be me in the forefront. You know, so I should have had that part instead of him. I could have done that part better. You know, so I mean, it's all the business, man. So it's just how you learn how to learn yourself, learn your group member, and just learn how to overcome it. You know, to know that you are a group. You know what I'm saying? And that you know that you are in together. But that's the reason why a lot of cats that were in groups end up going solo, because they always felt that they was better than everybody else from the beginning anyway. So I mean, sometimes you have a situation where you know where, as long as you deal with the group thing, man, you know, so I'm going to get my shine. Once I get my shine, I'm gone. You know, as opposed to some cats that's groups and they're feeling they're going to be together for a lot of years. They ain't thinking like that. You know, so like, man, you know, like me, Dave, you know, like me, Dave, and Jason, you know, but Jason was doing gospel now. So he ended up changing a whole nother vein of music. You know what I'm saying? But you get a lot of that. That's why a lot of them young. But see, you don't have a group like the Temptations and Fire Heart. You don't have a group like that no more because they can't stay together longer than 2 albums. I think the only last group that did that maybe was before Silk was Boys to Men. After Silk was Boys to Men. I think they were about the last one. There ain't too many groups that went past 2 albums. They can get past 2 albums now.
Yeah, because I don't think Silk, Sha, H-Child, none of them. 112? I think 112 had two, I'm not sure.
Right, but the number seven, most of the 90s groups made it through. But these new groups here, you're too good if you get 2 albums out of them. Because they break them up after the first album.
You're absolutely right. Well, you know what? We have your song now. We have it straight. You know, because I ain't going to lie. I love this song. There's no out of mind. I ain't going to lie. That song right there definitely have me thinking. I'm crazy about that one. And I definitely want to get into that and let them hear that one.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's some more laid-back flavor that's going to put you in the zone. So sit back and relax. This is my man Gemini, out of mind. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
could you shed some tears? And right now you feel alone. I know I haven't been the best in support of you. That's why right now I feel like a fool.
I just need you to know
that I love you. That everything I do is for you.
All I really want
is for us to be better, hon.
I sincerely understand.
If you don't know where we stand,
out of my mind, you know, like a losing, out of my head, and I don't know what to do.
Some of y'all females that's listening right now, I drop a man out of their mind. Let me
see.
That's our joy right there. I like that joy. Now, what actually made you, what actually made you write that song, Out of My Mind?
Going through it, man, you know, like I said, you know, with the ladies, you know, I was in a relationship at that time, you know, when I wrote it, and it's just, you know, just the ups and downs, the turmoil of what you go through when you're on the road, man, and when they don't see you, you know, and it's, you know, and the calling, the texting, you know, sometimes they don't get a chance to call them back. I mean, they know what you're doing. But it's a thing of not getting them that it's a thing of not getting them their attention when they need it, you know. So I went through that. I was like, man, you know, because I talked to her on the phone, you know, she'd be crying and she'd be upset. If you send me a long out, or send me all these Dear Jane text messages, and then as soon as I call, you know, she's like, I miss you, babe. I'm like, okay, man, you know. So I, like I said, sometimes I have to sit back, and you know, and just step out of my shell for a minute and just think that if it was me, and if she was on the road and I was at the career, would I be going through? You know, like, but it's just something. But like I said, you go out of your mind with it, man. Your mind starts pondering and wondering if you're gonna deal with this, man. You're like, damn, you know, and it's just. You know, I mean, you know, your girl can get mad when they love you and they love you and they miss you, man. But you know, but they take you through so much. You know what I'm saying? You know,
we have a caller for you now. We have a caller for you. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hey.
Hi. I love myself a big man, but I really like that last song that you played. I really like that song.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And continued success with your solo project. Are you going to share your information? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so that we can maybe follow you?
Yeah, I am on Facebook. Because I have somebody set up my new account for me. Because I got hacked at one point, so I had to, I don't know if you've been through that, I had to change up on some things. My Facebook is, it's under my government name. I got to give you all my, you go to Facebook, it's Porter, actually it's Porter Gemini E.
Porter Gemini E?
Yeah, they either come right at Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R. Gemini, G-E-M-I-N-I, and initial E, and then my Twitter is at Can you say that again? The Twitter is at Gemini Porter 68.
And how do you spell Gemini?
Like the zodiac sign, G E M I N I.
Okay.
So you go on Facebook. I'm on there now. If you want, I accept you. It's Porter Gemini, P O R T E R, then G E M I N I, then initial E, and it's gonna pop right up. Matter of fact, you should see a flyer up there. That says when you cry, because I got a play I'm doing in Chicago with August the 23rd with Bernadette Stannis and Lil G from Silk. So it should be a flyer up there right now.
Oh, okay. Mm. So will you be doing any touring, and might we see you in the New York area?
My guys is working it out now. We're putting it together now. So hopefully, in the near future, maybe next few months or something, we put something together. I know you called me about doing something in September. August and September. So hopefully, we make it happen.
Okay, wonderful. Continued success, and you definitely have a new fan in me, and I love your music.
Thank you so much, Ma.
You're welcome.
And keep loving the big man. I told you.
Sure will.
Let me say something. I dated this chick some years ago. She said, I ain't never dated a big dude in my life. I told her, I said, no disrespect. I said, but once you go fat, you don't go back.
I agree.
So we broke up. And we broke up some years ago.
I so agree. Once you go back, you never go back.
and when we broke up, she came back some years ago and said, you know what, G? You was right. What? You said once I go fat, I wouldn't go back. I ain't mad. Ever since I dated you, I've been dating big men there since I fat. Told you.
Well, it was wonderful talking with you. It was wonderful talking with you, and I look forward to now following you.
Thank you for your question. So, yeah, you have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. I'm just telling you what they say. I'm just telling you how it was, bro.
I want to get into one more of your singles real fast. Give Me Your Love. Tell us about that.
Now, there's a crazy thing about Give Me Your Love. Give Me Your Love was an accident. One of my dudes, rest in peace, man. It's crazy. It's funny, man. It's a story behind that song. I recorded that song one night, man, and somebody came into, I live in Chicago, man. It's so wild, man. But I was in Joliet. And somebody came into the studio, man. It was a young brother, about 19 years old, named K-Nell, did the track. I recorded the joint, man, about 11 o'clock. I get a call at 6 in the morning because somebody came to the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning and shot that little brother in the head.
Oh, wow.
And the only reason why they knew to come at me, because he was mixing down my song when I left. And my name was there. I was a victim of First 48, dude. I was tripping. I was like, are you? Because when they called me, me and my guys prank. My guys be pranking. They called me and said, you ever supported? I'm like, man. I said, dude, don't you call me on 6 o'clock in the morning. Y'all know how, man, you don't call me until after 10. I said, click. Oh, I'm like on the phone. He's like 2 or 3 times, man. And then he said, Mr. Porter. I'm like, what? He said, Mr. man from area. I said, oh, this is a real call? I said, man, I'm sorry, bro. I apologize. What's going on? He said, you know a brother name? He said, but he said his real name. And I didn't know his real name. I'm like, no. He said, oh, yeah, K-Nell. Yeah, I know K-Nell. I said, what's going on with you? He said, we need you to come down to the precinct. I'm like, what? Man. I said, man, it ain't going to be good. I said, man. So I went in there, man. They put me in that little room and asked me the same questions 10 times by 10 different people, like my answer was going to tell you. But anyway, man, long story short, man, yeah. I went to the studio, cut their joint. I wrote their joint, like, took me like 15, 20 minutes to write their joint. And then it took me another 15 minutes to record, and I was done. And because I ain't going to lie, we was hot in the studio. I'm like, man, so I said, man, I wonder if I go ahead and do this, man, and just put the little Curtis Mayfield flavor on it. You know, it sound like Curtis. So I went in there, man, and we put in the studio, man, and I just... And so I ended up rewriting it. I kept the hook, but I rewrote it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, sound good. You know, like, that's all right, cool. Let's go ahead and cut it. So we cut it, man. And I've been getting love off the joint, man. But, you know, every time somebody asks about it, man, I have to tell a story about it, man, because the little brother, man, he wasn't over 19 years old, man. And then, you know, I don't know how that came about, because they didn't rob him or nothing, because he had his money in his pocket and everything, man. But and then kind of found out it was two young guys, about 16 years old, just shot him in the head. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. So, yeah, so give me your love. I've always been a fan of Curtis Mayfield. So my man did the track. It was just my way of honoring him, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I wrote my own verses. And I ended up putting harmonies of my voice on top of his voice on the hook.
Wow. Well, you know what? Ain't too much to say after that, you know? But that's a story. Oof, wow.
Yeah.
Decent everything. So, Dons and Divas, you heard the story. Right now, this is my man Gemini. Give me your love here on GQ College Radio. Love and entertainment.
Boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked.
You're definitely doing it, Jimmy. No question about it. You're definitely doing it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Now, do you have any videos for any of the songs yet? Or are you working on that?
We're working on that. A lot of stuff I've been doing, just been doing a lot of live video stuff. If you want, you can go to go on YouTube and type in Men at Large / Gemini, and you can see some of the live stuff I've done with some of the original. But we're in the midst of getting the videos done in the next few weeks. I just got the phone with one of my cats that's going to shoot them. So we just ended up in scouting out locations, and I'm gonna shoot about 3 or 4 videos in the month of August, and those joints are included, you know what I'm saying? So once we get it together, most definitely gonna shoot it to you, man, so you can you get your love on it for real.
Okay. So now let me ask you, what's the next step for Gemini?
I live in Chicago, man. I mean, actually, I moved I'm on the West Coast as well. But I'm from Chicago, man. So we got this thing called house music up here. It's real big. And so what I've been doing lately, I've been shooting out. I hooked up with a couple of major DJs over in the UK. And I've been I've been trying to get my boy Big John Kilgo out of Jersey up there too. Been trying to get up with him. I've been shooting songs out in the UK every month. You know, house record. You know, see how I do, and then go ahead and build my name up. You know, and as far as house music overseas, that's my next step. I want to doing that, going over there with that, and then touring with these players. I'm all, like I say, I'm doing a play next month. We're bringing it there with Thelma from Good Sounds and my boy Lil G. So we probably planning a little tour with that one starting in September, and just keep them moving, man. I write every day, so that's my passion. So writing is something I do, and I carry my laptop in my book bag, and I carry my studio in my book bag. I'm old school brother, but I'm still so I keep my. So look, it's time to record. I got my Mac with my headphones and my microphone, and we can record right where we stand. You know, what I mean, I'm always on.
I definitely feel you on that one.
Yeah, man.
Now, what advice can you give these artists out here? You know, that's trying to really make it.
The best advice I can give them is don't quit your day job until something real comes through, real talk. Because it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, it's a struggle, man. You got some good years, you got some bad years. You got to stay focused, man. But you got to keep totally positive people around you, because I'm a victim, man. I'm a victim. A couple other guys are victim of your certain cats around you, man, that you think got your back, ain't got you, don't have your back. You know, I had to make some major transition of people who I thought was my best friends. You know, kind of found out, man, had to let them go because they didn't really have my best interests at heart. You know, my best advice to you is to keep totally positive people around you, man, that have you and your best interests at heart. That's your family or your friends. Family, the same way. Only those that's gonna support you and be there for you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a struggle. You know, but you keep your focus. You stay on your grind. And see, it's different now than it was when I was coming up. Because see, now you got social media, man. You can start doing your own tours. I ain't even got to have a record out. As long as you got so many hits on Twitter and YouTube and so the social media back you up on Facebook, so you can sell out a show 300-400 people by yourself without even having the record. See, back then we couldn't do that. You know, everything had to be a certain way. Everything had to be, had to be a certain time. You know, everything had, but like I said, it's easier for you to do it now, but keep your grind, man. You know, Now you shoot the videos, throw them on YouTube, throw them on every outlet. Show your videos on every outlet that'll give you opportunity. You know, say follow your music. Put your music on iTunes and every outlet that allow you. Because one thing I run into a lot is that a lot of young cats, they want the fame, man, but they don't want to invest in themselves. The main thing you have to do is invest in yourself. Pay that $50 to get an iTunes, get your album on iTunes. Pay that $20 for TuneCore and play your stuff. I mean, the little simple money that you put into yourself now will go a long way. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, so just stay focused, keep your grind. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head together. You know, man. And until something lucrative and right, unless you got bread, do not quit your day job. Think you're gonna be a star overnight? Cause it ain't gonna happen. That's about it, man. Just keep it going, you know, and most definitely keep God in your life. You know, all things move through God. All things move through Christ. You understand? So you pray on your situations, good or bad, you know, and God, you know, God will never give you too much to handle, man. So you just take it, because it's a grind. You know, because it is, unless you know somebody, because most the music business is like 60-70% of who you know that get on. So unless you know somebody, stay on your grind, stay focused, and keep God first, and you will get it. You will get it, and use every social media outlet that there is to man that will allow you to do what you want to do. Without, you know, before you can even think about signing to a label. Because if you can do it all, once you get to a label ain't going to, they're going to have to pay you. You know what I'm saying? So just do the very best you can. Do your thing, man. That's all I can say.
Wow. You know what, Gemini? I want to thank you. I didn't even realize you went over the time 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Me neither.
I apologize, bro. But no, they no apology. You know, people still listening in and everything. You know, that's a good thing. But, you know, I want to thank you, and you welcome back. Any time is never a problem. Any time. If you got some exclusive that you want to send into the Gmail, feel free to send them in. You know, we got 8 different episodes and 11 different hosts. You know, we can rotate on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Definitely rotate.
Okay, cool.
You know, we have a magazine. We're going to put you in that as well.
I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I got some joints from the studio, man, because I did a tribute to Luther Vandross. I did that Superstar. So I'm going to definitely do that. Yeah, I rocked that Superstar. Yeah, one of my guys redid the track, and I rocked it out. So it's kind of hot, man, for real. So but I appreciate you having me.
You know, just send it to the Gmail. All you got to remember is GQ, GEEQUE, GQ002@gmail.com.
If y'all want to reach out to me, hit me on Facebook. It's Porter Gemini, initial E. That's PORTERGEMINI, initial E. Go ahead and do a friend request. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Twitter is EpicGemini68.com. I mean, 68, you know what I'm saying? Just get it in. Facebook is the best way to get me, and then I'll link you to everything else. So go ahead.
Is there any way they can hear your music? Is there a link for them to hear your music or anything? I mean, just let them know everything. You know, how they could get the music, if they got to buy it, how they go about getting it, you know. Just let them know everything.
Yeah, well, my Facebook is going to is gonna have all of that because I had to do a changing of the guards for certain people that was handling my stuff because I had a full website up, so I had to take it back down. But you hit me on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you hit me on Facebook. I'll link you to everything. Like I said, go to Gemini, go to Minilodge/Gemini, and you can see all the YouTube clips, stuff I got coming up, and stuff that Dave got coming up as well. And then you can send me an email, Gemini Porter@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no problem. I upload some music for you. know, in this means that you get some of this flavor. I mean, you know, the first one is free, the second one you got to buy, so I got you. You know,
hey, I'm right. I'll tell you.
You know, man.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. No, Jim and I want to thank you. It's definitely an honor having you on, and you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
All right, thank you, brother, and God bless you. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting with you again. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot. Edgar Gemini Porter, Georgia D. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank the guests. I want to thank the listeners. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Sundays, you have Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina Polite, bringing you the most powerful ministers, pastors, elders, and evangelists, playing gospel music, quoting scriptures of the Bible as well. That's from 7 to 9. Then from 9 to 10, you have Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter, Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10, interviewing the best gospel and hip-hop gospels out there. Then on Mondays, you have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we play nothing but the hottest up-and-coming artists, pioneers, hip-hop, R&B, slow jazz, music never heard before, exclusives on GQ Palace Radio. Then you have Miss Deanne Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalty, who would be returning soon. For those who don't know, she told me now it's good to fill y'all in. She got an HBO show coming out, a reality show called Stilettos. That's why she's been going for a while, but she'll be back soon. Then on Tuesday, you have GPS, GQ Palace Sports, with the mayor from 8 to 10, bringing you the bigger picture in sports, doing it how he said, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, you have the Diva Squad in the building from 8 to 10 p.m. Love Fantasy. Angie, Rachel, and T discussing their grown and sexy topics, playing the hottest old and new school slow jazz, R&B, up-and-coming artists. And also you have Rachel will finish the phrase in Diva Mail. So if you want to send in for that, feel free to do that. The email is geeqe002@gmail.com. That's with the Diva Mail, with the Diva Squad from 8 to 10 p.m. Then on Thursdays, you have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you that true to the matter feedback on relationships and letting you know what's going on in the world of news today with Tiffany. And then on Fridays, you're right back here with me, your host, Rich Money. I want to tell y'all all, y'all make sure to have a safe and blessed weekend. If everything go good, you know, lately I've been under the weather here and there. So, you know, if everything go good, you will definitely hear from me next weekend on Love and Entertainment with some more special guests. And also, I will have comedian Ray Ray on. He called Ray Ray from around the way. He called a little late today, so I gave him my word. He'll definitely be on next week. Also, to my baby, Lavina, don't work too hard. I love you. Get ready to call you, babe. All right? I'm your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm out.
GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace, radio, GQ Palace, radio, GQ Palace, radio.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah, follow me.
GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
With Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money. GQ Palace. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, grandagent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
I like to work from all my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio.
Come on,
clap back. We
gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Bay, Butter Bay, Butter Bay.
We gon' clap back, back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, back.
GQ Palace Radio, Radio, GQ Palace Radio.
Buck 89, what's up, baby? Break it down, break it down. In the house.
GQ Palace Radio, Radio, GQ Palace Radio.
My Brooklyn, Brooklyn son, what up?